interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register somecompanysucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends' FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is nonconformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers mining on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times! The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, the internet is safe to browse again.
Once again, another fucking shitty week. Monday really sucked. I got to work and my boss told me that I didn't get everything done from last weekend.
Mr. Kennedy, reports from last week still aren't done. What were you doing?
Tuesday, on me again. Got a fucking parking ticket.
Sir, do you realize that you were doing 120 in a school zone? I guess you'd please exit the vehicle.
Wednesday's hump day. That means I get fucked in the ass.
You want that raise or not?
Thursday, all I can think about is tomorrow's Friday. And on Friday, they tell me I gotta come in on the weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get you to come in on the weekend there, Sean.
Saturday, I show up to work. Nobody wants to even be here. They forgot that I was supposed to even show up. Jesus Christ, I can't even wait for Sunday night. Sunday night's all I live for. I hate this fucking place.
What the hell?
It's Sunday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and it's time for the What the Hell Show with Samarian and Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. Time for 2 hours of
Samarian.
If you like what you're hearing, email me at info@rantradio.com or ICQ me at 51558 to be reminded of the show every week. Come on in and chat with the regulars on the Downnet servers and the Rant Radio channel, or give us a call on our toll-free line. And now for the show you've waited 16 to 22 hours to listen to. It's What the Hell!
Greetings, greetings, greetings. Hey, shut up, everyone.
Everyone around the room,
be
silence.
Happy.
Everywhere.
Shut
we
up.
Have to
be
shut
happy. All right. You're listening to the What the Hell Show once again. It's been 20, how many?
It's been
20, how long?
It's
how
been
long?
20 fucking minutes. Thanks for tuning in. I guess that idea got plummeted.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
Okay,
oh.
Next time.
Oh, fuck, I have no brain.
Oh, shit. Ow, my pancreas.
Okay, well, whatever. So, it's time for the What the Hell Show, and here we all are once again. We've got a full house in-house, and we've got a full virtual house, and we got a full little house on the prairie, and fuck, we got all kinds of houses.
No standing room.
We got condos. We got leaky house. We got leaky condo on the prairie. You know, you got a little kid running and
check
fire.
There we go.
Is it a leaky condo on the prairie? I don't know.
Leaky, leaky.
Who knows? Who cares?
I don't know, but isn't the Midwest on fire?
Pass the beer nuts. So, who should we... Who should
Wushu,
we...
Who should
Who should Who should my kung fu uniform is beginning to infect me. Why don't we go around the room and see who's all here?
Should we shall?
My kung
yes.
fu is better than your kung fu.
And if you want to get in the IRC so we say your name, go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel.
Go to the other side.
The
go
other
to
side.
The other side.
So we're going to go around the room right now. What? I can't hear you. Is your microphone turned on?
It says so. Is it plugged in?
Oh, no. I've had to unplug that microphone for her microphone. So if we could maybe switch back, because okay, up, well, do not lean on those things.
I'm not leaning.
We're going to switch back, and girl on the left can share Dak's microphone or...
Highly professional!
Something like that, because, well, we just don't have the budget to have all these microphones, and, you know.
So, sure. I'm sure you're deeply interested in the...
Try it now.
Bang!
There we go. Everyone's deeply interested in all the workings, the inner workings of the wires within the Rant Radio
just
studio.
A quick question. Why is it that we switch IRC servers, like, every couple of weeks? Do they
This is the third one we've been on
spirit,
in a year and a half. Okay?
I do whenever I rant, and it told me to, so we switched.
Third one in a year and a half, every 2 weeks.
It does, though. The first rule of cult is you do not ask questions.
Uh-oh.
It's not time to call in.
Is that two rings? See, it's not time to call in. That's the problem. We're gonna
please do not call in.
We're gonna,
lampshades time for somebody.
It's lampshades time.
Okay.
So, turn that off. We're going to go around the room. And starting with over here.
It's yours truly, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man.
Woohoo!
Welcome to the show. So you can get like the really good. This is for the.
This is the four shot.
This is the four
right
shot.
Right into the forks.
Oh, the four shot. There's Sean Kennedy, the fucking man. Okay, good enough. So, there we go. And then we have Uber Sexy. Yes.
The goddess Glade.
Hi, I'd like to use a lifeline.
All right, and also in the Uber Sexy bracket, we got lots of Uber Sex happening tonight. We got all kinds of estrogen in the room. We have
the ever sexy girl
on the left.
I brought Rice Crackers.
Can't hear you.
Woohoo, Rice Crackers.
Is it on?
Yes, it's on.
The microphone is on.
My microphone is on.
Lies.
You see the clicking to on?
Yeah.
Hello.
You see the clicking to on.
You're blowing in the wind here. It's like.
That's all part of our female exploitation ploy.
And your Zach says, kill everyone.
Okay, moving right along.
Don't make him take off his sunglasses.
To 200% sexy projectile vomit, man. Excellent, Smithers. And we have a Roman.
That was rather lackluster.
Back from his international voyage on his terminal quest to see the Go-Go's.
Yes, I'm glad to be back, but I miss L.A. already.
Yes, he had a good time in L.A. More on that.
Congratulations, he got late.
More on that later. Moving right along, we have Ronan Not a Narc also in the house.
Yes, and while Ronan Medic there was having a weekend nice in L.A., I was in Gaytown getting, well, the military broken.
Show him your palms.
Yes. He has stigmata.
And these are nicely healed. At
when you say, oh, Jesus, that many times, that's what happens to you.
So they're going to nail you back up when you get back there?
I don't know.
The quote I like is, I find him home. He's supposed to be gone for another month. And he like says, I'm like, what the hell happened? He went, oh, my hands. Actually, they're not too bad. They've stopped bleeding now.
Moving right along, we have the cult coder, Hungan Enki.
Hi, my name's Enki, and this is my crotch.
That's great.
I didn't think
and the woman,
could burn.
And the woman who's intimately familiar with Enki's crotch, it's Prophet Quo.
the engagement be off.
Yes, it's Prophet Quo, and she feels dirty right now. And over to...
Oof.
Nomad Oof.
And Oof Scout.
And this is Oof Scout.
Oof Scout. Oh, wait.
It wasn't on his actual wiener. It was on his virtual wiener.
There you go. Head-to-head contact.
It was bumping and grinding with a virtual wiener.
And last, but not least,
is
Sumerian.
Sumerian. But he's not that important. He's only the guy who runs the whole goddamn show. So,
making sure all the microphones work.
Yes.
Zach, can you pull out the cord so I can pull it
along?
I'd like
to actually point out to you,
can,
Sean, that microphone
keep
is in
pulling.
Fact my microphone.
Keep pulling.
Is it?
It is, though.
This is just the one that Tim gave me to use. Very sorry.
I'm not looking for an apology. I'm just thinking you'll put two and two.
Okay, how many microphones do we have in the room?
You don't
want to
know what he did with that microphone, let me tell you.
In that case, you know it's good. Anyway, so.
They could practice.
How many microphones do we have? One, two, three, four, five. And there's five plugged in.
One, two, three. Dawn and Corey butt naked.
Need to be close.
Wow. Moving right along.
What Corey did with the end.
Okay, no more private jokes.
Dak.
Let's go through the MIRC.
Hello.
Okay.
Anyone hear your Uncle Dak now, finally?
Whoever this was has no more power. Speaking to that over there.
Hello.
Okay. And Anki, can you speak into your microphone?
Blah, blah,
okay,
blah,
good enough.
Blah, blah.
Okay, we're all
Sim?
In.
Sim, I don't think my microphone's loud enough.
I'm going
He's
to
not
shove
here.
That up your
He's
ass
not here this
sideways.
Week. He's not here this week. That's okay.
All right, moving through the IRC.
In the IRC, we have this week, Cenobite Skip, Decker's Integrity, Decker Lieutenant Major Zombie, Bailey.
Right.
I did get it right.
You did
for
yeah,
the
right.
first time yes. in my life. Integrity.
Golf clap, everyone.
Because, well, he's just that strong.
Yeah. Pele, Decker's Test Rider and Low. DJ Intensity, who doesn't have their...
Decker Low.
Decker Low.
I don't recognize your name, Decker Low.
Is Decker Low supposed to be there?
I
don't know.
I don't know. Somebody verify Decker Low.
Find
fact
who Decker Low is.
DJ Intensity, Flesh Tripper, Forensic, Gargoyles, Nightshade, Adam, Ellis, KGHI, MTR, Snake, Zebulon, and Raskinolikoff.
Raskinolikoff.
Hoongan, Midget. The only Hoongan that ever shows up. Poor lonely.
They're inventing shit.
They're busy.
They're busy.
Way too busy.
They're making wireless fucking remote controls.
Oh, and what am I?
Exists.
The only Hoongan thing.
Well, you show up to the
No, but they
the
show
actual
up,
you, Don't you, turn your mic off and on. It goes click, click.
Okay.
Don't do that. Nomads, Buck X, Half Elf, Skitty, Prophets, Nixter, Broken Plutonium, Scribe, Smokehouse, Soylent Zero, Spidey, Zerstor, Battle Wax, who's new, and Rabbit Wombat.
Battle Wax.
Don't! I'll kill all of you.
Battle Wax is... Seriously, if you don't play
it's
nice...
fucking annoying.
We'll throw you the fuck out! So, that's how that works.
And people who don't have pluses to
sell on getting help.
They are not elite. Flavor BC, Freak, Gargoyle, simply just Gargoyle. Maybe it'll be Gargoyle.
Could be. We'll call him GG for sure.
GG.
Or GG if you're French.
GG. Magnum Opus, NJ Loser. Ominous Animus. Who is... friends with girl on the left.
Hey, yeah.
And Poison Cheeto.
Poison Cheeto.
Who's actually in cult.
Okay. Right? There are a few people. Battlewax is not officially listed on the cult server. The reason
We're
why...
having problems.
The reason why that's happened is because there was a slight technical difficulty, which Hoongenenki has assured me will be sorted out tonight. So do not worry. Tomorrow morning, fresh, bright, and early, we will have...
everyone.
A brand new listing of
huge,
cult people, because I haven't been able to post for the last couple of days. But we are... normally on Mondays is going to be the day for new members, so if you tune in on Mondays, we will see what's going on.
We also have Problem Child and Simplex.
Girl on the left, do you not have a cult conversion device?
Cult conversion device? What's this?
No, I suppose I don't.
This is a cult conversion device. It converts any clothing which you have to be instantly a piece of cult clothing.
This is the cult button we're speaking of, which is not available in any store.
Would you like that? There you go. Your very own cult conversion sports.
I don't remember her being in cult.
That's okay, though.
But it becomes cult clothing.
She is now a carrier.
Of the virus.
Of the virus.
She's not actually infected. She's not infected with the virus.
She's not infected.
She's a carrier of the virus.
She's a carrier of the virus, and then she can travel liberally around
right.
the world.
Right.
And why not? Very soon we're going to be having rant radio conversion devices as well.
I want those.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. We'll get some of those, too. Very, very cheap, these buttons.
Very, very cool.
We'll go pick them up from some cool friends of ours.
Yes. Yes, we have the cult clothing thing. Is happening. It's just a matter of me to finish paying
cash,
for it.
It's man. It's so cash. Straight
I've,
cash is
I've
the
I've got
problem.
To crank out the $700 to make sure that I pick the shit.
How's our levels, people? Are levels okay? Are we, like,
loud.
Making your ears bleed?
Are we all
cool?
Are we all cool here?
I like to make people's ears bleed.
Well,
I like to make a lot of people bleed, but that's something different.
That's something completely different.
And now,
an alpha, yes.
Completely different. What's going on in the news this week, Sam?
Oh, we have... tons.
Tons.
Always.
Uber.
Tons. We'll never get to it all.
Oh, my
We're
God.
We're always one
Sam.
Behind.
Start now.
Okay. I would like everyone who listens to Rant Radio to send their
If you don't stop whipping me in the side of the head with that fucking mic cord, I'm going to smack you in the mouth with
Usually you're not that close.
What's that?
Usually you're not that close to
There's
the
edge. There's 10 million people in the fucking room.
That
there
sounds
are.
Optimistic at best, Sean.
That's true. I'd have to fold it into quarters. Okay. I'll deal with you later. Okay, so...
He promises.
No popcorn for you. Okay, so...
Some lipstick, I hope.
This is the... yeah, it's the concave in a theatrical sense.
Okay, then.
We've got fractal penis. Okay, so we... carrying right along.
I want everyone who is within the sound of my voice to send in your photos, your listener photos.
Listener photos.
If you're listening and you have a photo, send it to info@ramradio.com.
These would be photos of your face, not photos of your cat, your dog.
Genitalia, no.
Penis, anything
bad.
Like that.
Bad, bad, bad.
Penis.
Well,
your house,
what if,
your
if genitalia is their best feature?
I won't put it up.
No, we do not want to be mail bombed with goddamn, you know,
stuff.
That shit.
People.
This is for the page.
This is for the page because I have a listener page on the what the hell section of the Rant
so
Radio.
So if you're actually like underground and trying to avoid the authorities, we'll
actually blank out your eyes.
We'll understand that you didn't shun something.
Well, that's fine. Yeah, they can do that.
If you want to do like,
I've just revamped the listener page, so it looks nice and cool. It's got all spaced out pictures and a little quote now.
Can listeners send in portraits of themselves, drawings,
anything they want to represent themselves?
And of course, there's the cult page for photographs, which
that's equally as interesting.
Which is a side project done by Solent Zero, Prophet Fork, and Shazport.
So I'm going to post that in the IRC right now for people to go take a gander.
Hosting space if they need it.
Ah, yes. Well, what would probably be best...
Oh, there it is. Somebody beat me to it.
...is to keep it... of course, there's gargoyles.
Like, boom!
What are you, insane? What would might be a good idea is maybe just to put a link on the page. I don't know.
Well, I was just thinking if they want to move the hosting, cause isn't it some long, drawn-out URL right now?
Yes.
Well,
yeah, it's not bad, but it's not good.
Why don't we just give them members.thecult.org?
Great! Well,
great.
We can do that, and they can talk to Hoonganenki about it, and Hoonganenki will instruct me as to what to do, because after all, he generally tells me what to do. Anyway.
Mirrorly instruct me, because we're doing stuff
we're
with the DNS.
Is the cult.org DNS?
Don't say too much. Don't say too much. Yes, the DNS has been flaky as of late, and we're ensuring that it will not go down anymore.
Excellent.
And that's all that needs to be said about that.
Okay, so it's all good. Moving right along.
Some unsaid things.
There are some unsaid, deep, innermost, dark
things. So the wet work came through.
Yes, well, that doesn't relate to the secret cult project Fist of God. Which doesn't exist.
Have we taken over an old keyhole satellite?
No, there is no old keyhole satellite. There is no hacker. Lieutenant Major Zombie wasn't the one who found it. And we don't control anything. There is no hammer system. We don't have any Tesla equipment.
Everything is secure
not the
droids
you're
Los
looking
Angeles.
For.
Anybody you know suddenly bursts into a big puff of steam, it wasn't our fault.
Blame Zombie.
Besides,
Bill Gates is in no danger. No danger here. The RIA is in no danger.
It's all okay.
Yep.
Everything is normal citizens.
We're all fine here.
Move
How
on.
Are you?
How are you?
And this week... This week.
This very week.
This week. It's 3 hours long.
I'll give you the brief.
This is the first hour of the 3 hours tonight because...
Because.
We live in B.C.
Because.
And tomorrow is B.C. Day.
That's right.
Yay. B.C. Canada.
It's B.C.
So all you lucky listeners out there on the East Coast have to stay up till 3 in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much.
However, next weekend...
Yes, we're going to cure this problem.
Next weekend, it's going to be from 6 o'clock...
Our time,
till 9 o'clock.
Which
so if you turn in at 9 o'clock, you lose.
You're fucked.
Unless you're
you'll hear us saying goodbye, okay?
Unless you tune in on the East Coast.
Which is 9 to 12.
9 to 12.
So, to simplify this thing for people,
you're starting
tune in three hours earlier than you usually tune in.
How much earlier?
Three hours.
So, if you can't remember that, just think Gilligan. It was a three-hour tour. Okay.
Or ask your cult friends.
And it will be on the cult page. There is absolutely no excuse. The first motherfucker who comes to me and says,
I missed the show.
I didn't know. You suck. Okay. It's speaking of sucking.
What?
I think that there's something that needs to be addressed right about now. Right about now. It's the Funk Soul brother. Yes. There was an occasion where down in New York, a young fellow by the name of Raz went out to go to a cult. It was a 2600 meeting. And he went to the 2600 meeting. Anyone's ever been to a 2600 meeting? There's cool people there. There's some not so cool people there. Whatever. It's all good. It's all in fun. But the problem is that he went to this meeting, and the people who were at this meeting were having some problems in that, they started some people talk, some people gave him attitude, whatever. He came back. Posted on the forum, said, hey, you know, I was there, it's very cool, met a bunch of cool people, it's all good. And somebody replied to his story in the forum from the 2600 meeting saying, oh yeah, we saw you guys down there, you guys are a bunch of fucking dorks, I don't know what the fuck you think you're doing with this cult thing, and called Raz this fucking idiot. Okay? And then, of course, Raz came back with, a 32-paragraph, sort of monologue where he's explaining how, first of all, I don't know who the fuck you think you are going on. I saw what this guy posted, and I went fucking insane. So there's a couple things we want to cover here, just a little bit. I said I didn't want any infighting in cult. I didn't say I didn't want any fighting in cult, okay? If some fucking asshole comes up to you and starts fronting shit, there are going to be many, many enemies of cult, okay? Many people are going to sit there and they're going to say, oh, you're a cult. Oh, you guys don't do shit. You're a bunch of goths. Okay, well, listen up there, Chad. It doesn't really work like that, okay? It doesn't really go along that way. You can deal with this however you please. You can either sit there and go, ah, whatever, pal, you're a fucking idiot, or you could kick him in the nuts, which is what I would have done, because if I was sitting there, one of my friends got talked down. I mean, Raz is a friend of mine, okay? He's one of these people who believe in what we believe in, and he's going to have some fucking pogue, some little fucking strata weirdo, some little code script kitty who thinks he's the shit, going to come and start talking shit in my fucking house? No, 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 no. It doesn't work like that. You're going to get a face full of bat, okay? That's how that shit works, okay? Hey, I got an eye full of shovel for you, fuck nuts. All right? That's how that shit works. So, bottom line, don't fucking stand up. Don't sit there and just, you know, oh, just take it, okay? Cult is just sort of an idea that we have to carry on with. We've got to make it happen, and you got to stand up for what you are, because fuck that. That's not going to happen. My name is John Kennedy, and I am the fucking man. So that's my take on that.
Quick note, I've got his IP because I log every single person.
If
he posts broadband, we could start fucking him gang style right this moment.
Well, it's up to Raz. It's up to Raz. Raz is
his
the guy.
Call.
Raz is the guy. Raz is the guy who got fucked. I think that Raz is probably happier than a pig in shit right now because he
everyone's stuck to
he went
up for
and
him.
Like I posted saying I believe my post started off with "fuck you, coward" was my first one because the guy didn't even put his post as IP.
Anonymous.
This 2600 hackcore elite didn't think that we're gonna fucking know who he is by posting in our forum. What are you fucking mental?
Okay, you take your right hand. You reach out. You grab the throat. You bring the head back. You begin hammering it with the knee. Then the left hand comes up and down several hundred times a second.
I didn't want any infighting in cult.
Yeah.
I didn't mean that I didn't want people to fight. Don't misunderstand me.
Yeah, somebody fucks up in cult, they're out. There is no infighting.
Oh, yeah.
No fighting needed.
Demon Seed is gone, okay? He fucked up. He dropped the ball. He was harassing chicks. Fucking gone. Get off my planet. Fuck you. You're out. Okay? That's the way that shit works. Okay? I am not fucking Gandhi, okay? You want some peaceful religious leader? Go somewhere else, okay? I'm here to get shit done, all right? And I am not going to stand back and have people fucking harassing cult members. That is not on. Cult members have a problem with other cult members. Don't come to me with it, because I'll kick your ass out, too. We want to keep everybody on the same team. But somebody from another team tries to drop the ball? In my house? I don't fucking think so. Okay. I don't think so.
I think this game is called Us and Them.
No.
We're us.
Capone X, it's not 2600 or mad at. We're mad at the individual.
Oh, yes. Let's make sure we're not. 2600 is very cool.
Super Radio
was down with Emmanuel Goldstein. He had photoshot with cult. Emmanuel Goldstein think cult rocks. We are in no way at
we
war.
We love 2600.
2600
we have the
rules.
T-shirts. I have a lifetime subscription. I own 2600.ca, okay?
Yes. Okay, 2600 is in bed with cult. We totally dig 2600. This is not a war with 2600
at all.
It's some
stupid guy who doesn't belong
to 2600.
But
2600 does not regulate its members. 2600 is not a membership. Cult is a membership. It's one of the little strengths we have. So that's how we can prevent these little fucking hacker elite script kiddies who think they're the shit from fucking bringing the collective down. Okay, that's one of the reasons why
the collective.
We have that strength. Because, hey, weakest link, okay? Weakest link, that's how that shit works. I don't fucking care. I'll kill the cancer.
People
who gives
are begging
a fuck?
For his IP address.
Oh, I bet they are. I bet they are.
Give us IP.
Is Raz in the house? Is Raz in the house tonight?
No.
But I'm sure he's going to hear about this little conversation.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So Raz sent me an ICQ telling me I don't know what I want to do. And from the post I left and shit, if we want to start lending out IPs, that's fine. We must have, like, the guy hasn't fucking come back. He didn't come back. He didn't try to start a little flame war. He didn't start replying. Okay, and at that point, he's probably very smart because he's probably thinking, wait, guys were like, Integrity was like, hey, asshole, I live in Toronto, I can fly to New York and kick your fucking head in. Hackers don't kick other hackers' heads in. Hackers do not kill people. Ronin kill people.
Absolutely.
Okay? I imagine that guy,
I think he probably shit his pants, actually, because it goes through posting, and then it goes, posted, P.S., your IP address is.
Oh, did you post that?
That's the way the system works. It doesn't tell you it wants your IP until after you've already posted.
Perfect.
Oh,
people who are already cult members.
Sweet.
Like I'm going to do anything with their IP, they get deleted. But people who aren't cult members who post,
Come get some.
Or people who pretend they're cult members and post.
Oh, that's very bad. You're going to put my name up and say it's something that I said? I don't think so.
We know if it's Sean.
I catch anybody posing as a cult member, holy fuck, man, red mist and bone chips, okay? It's going to be bad, okay? Your shadow will be screaming for 3 days. I'll torture you for so fucking long, you'll think it's my career, all right?
We will never get tired of hurting you.
Oh, yeah, it'll never wear out.
I have just spent a week in EFV Gagetown getting tortured by some of the worst and the best the Canadian military can offer. I have been taking notes. I have been learning. I have a week worth of repressed rage, anger, and pain.
Like, by the time we're done with some fucker who's trying to play with cult, they'll think you were the next messiah. Okay, so enough said on that. We are not a peaceful organization, okay? Thank you. We're not threatening anyone directly, but don't fuck with us. I'm sure if you talk to anyone in the mob, they'd say they never killed anybody. Same sort of idea. You know what I mean?
Hey, we never done nothing.
We're just businessmen.
Yeah, we're just sort of people. It's kind of like, think of us as New Age. Visualize direct action. You know? Ah, Jesus, man. There's some real hardware problems in my software world. You know? It's a human issue. And I want to eliminate the human error. That's just... Wow. So that's how that
about,
shit
like, an
works.
Interface problem between the keyboard and the chair?
That's the one.
Yeah, there's something in between there. Errors happening.
So, Raz.
Packets lost.
Raz, I totally got your back on this, and so does the rest of the cult. It must be a pretty nice feeling for Raz, because you could bet if this was like a regular flame war, people would be like, oh, well, whatever. Yeah, whatever. Fuck that. Can you say rally? Can you say rally? Not only that, but I'm just putting the finishing touches on the cult mailing list, which is going to be thrown up. There'll be more information on that. But when that happens, we'll be putting that out probably in the next brainwashing, which will be out by next Saturday, provided my
Sean promises.
Yeah, Sean promises, because Tim will mix it for me, and Enki will have the submission system working.
Hey. There's a couple people it has to go through, so...
So, but I will do my part, and if it's not done, then blame it.
All Sean has to do is scream into a microphone for 45 minutes.
At one shot. Part. That's actually rather hard. It's usually about an hour, and then we take all the breathing out.
And then
it just goes, wow, you wouldn't believe how much breathing there is in an hour worth of talking.
Yeah, 15 minutes of breathing.
Like, wow,
well,
it's brutal.
Not that much, but...
Some cult members might be interested to know, like they'd actually give a shit, but I've actually done one of those body cleansing things. I haven't had a Dr. Pepper in 10 fucking days.
Which means he's even meaner and angrier than you've ever seen him before.
Right, hyped up.
It's weird. I've lost weight. You know, I've been doing like some very esoteric shit. You know, I've cut my red meat down, and I'm still pissed off. You know, I don't think there's anything to that red meat pissed off thing. It's just I think I could jump higher and punch you faster.
Run faster.
Yeah, I think so. Bigger, better, stronger, and faster. That's about it, though.
We have the technology. We can build them.
I am the angriest vegan you'll ever meet. No, like, oh, you fucking vegans! Fuck you, asshole! Okay, that was me. Fine.
I couldn't believe that guy.
Last week.
No,
last
week.
2 weeks ago, well, I could not freaking believe this guy.
Told it last week.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's right, he did too.
Yeah.
Also in the news, what is going on?
Ah, well, we have another cult Winamp skin, which is very cool, so you can listen to Rant Radio and look at the skin. And there it is, posted in the IRC. Pretty cool.
This is from Battlewax.
It's very dark. It's from Battlewax,
yes,
who was not in cult at the time.
Yeah, the guy just fucking, hey, I'm not in cult, but I totally believe what you're doing. Here's a Winamp skin.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
It's very dark, but it's the best one so far that I've seen.
By the way, have you actually posted those cult icons I made yet?
The cult icons. Oh, yes, the little icons. Have we done
me?
That?
Me? I don't know how to post things. I will send them to someone who does.
We have them. We're horribly behind. Girl on the left did make some cult icons. Very, very sorry.
Yeah,
but
they're awesome.
They are...
Nice try there, Sim. Fleeting technical incompetence.
Yeah.
That's mainly because everyone who knows them will believe it.
And on my phone.
The blades are flying fast and furious here at the Rant Radio Series.
It's your fault.
It was him. Fuck you. Yeah, cults. Yes, only as good as the guy next to me willing to take the bullets.
I have a solution to all this. We'll take a leak from South Park. We'll blame Kennedy.
Yeah, there we
Kennedy.
Go. Perfectly.
Blame Kennedy.
Why not? It's my fault. Yeah. Black Plague right here. My fault. World War II, that was me. Shot heard around the world right here.
Well, considering there's the amount of estrogen we have in the room, what I'm about to say is probably going to have me slap death
to. Oh, man.
But I discovered something a couple weeks back when I was dealing with my girlfriend. You see, I have a penis, therefore I'm wrong.
You discovered this?
I know, it was. I'm sorry, what can I say? I just finally discovered, you know, I have a penis, I'm wrong. And I went, oh, that's what's wrong. I'm wrong. I have a penis. Okay. Yep.
It's actually cool in this room.
Misogyny Man has possessed Uncle Dak.
Even with all these people, we have cooled the room down.
By the spirit of the internet, we banish Misogyny Man.
Misogyny.
We will relieve you from... Is it misogyny?
Misogyny.
Misogyny. Is that what you make?
Mahogany.
Mahogany. You're Mahogany Man. I get wood now. Oh, fuck. I mean, that's bullshit, man. That's fucking shit.
So we got a whole backload of rants we got to play.
Do we?
So let's play one right now.
Does anyone want to hear some rants yet?
No, I don't think they want.
I'd like to hear a rant.
They want to hear rants? All right, fuck it.
Okay, here's what we got. Here's what we have. Forced vegan, littering. We've heard the old security. And
don't play old security because they've heard it.
Yeah, they've heard that one. I just said that. And the goths are coming.
The Goths Are Coming is great.
The Goths Are Coming.
There's this fucking guy who showed up in an IRC. What do these people think? They jump in the IRC channel, and they start talking shit about me. What, do they think I'm not going to hear about it? Huh?
Everything gets forwarded.
Are you fucking serious? I mean, there's people in cult. There are people in cult who are, like, psycho-devoted.
Yeah.
Like, Gargoyle
Echo. All levels.
The word for it is cultists.
Cultists.
Nixter. You know, who actually have taken into the vision of cult and where it's going. And they really see how big this fucking thing is going to get. Hello, hello, 4 months, not even, 150 members.
Mm-hmm.
4 months, 150 members. Thank you. Thank you very much.
And okay. Accelerating.
Accelerating at an exponential level. I have 22 applications sitting at home. We have applications from Bogota, Colombia.
Bogota, Colombia,
whatever, B-word, Colombia, and somewhere in the fucking UK.
However, okay? If you owe the Canadian government and military to get a hold of it, your membership will drop at an exponential rate.
Yes, of course. But regardless of that, I mean, we're going to be doing some really, really, really crazy shit. It's growing super-duper fucking fast, and everybody here, Enki is running his ass off. Oh, another note. Anybody who's been emailing Enki, telling him, you know, you should do this, you should do that, you should fucking, you know, why don't you do this, why don't you do that? Hey, fuck off, okay? The guy is, like, he's got a wife, okay? Like, leave him alone. There's shit going on you don't know about. He's working his bag off. Leave him be. I pester him enough as is. Trust me, all right? If you got problems, talk to me, and then I'll fucking deal with it from there. But if you're out of line, I'll just say, hey, go play hide and go fuck yourself, okay? Because that's not on.
In other words, the general populace out there, he's Sean Kay's script nigger, not yours.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Enki's my script, bitch. If you want him to do anything, you can come talk to me. But in all seriousness, no, Enki has done a fucking boatload of work. The amount of lines that have gone into this shit, APOC has also done a fucking boatload of work. Prophet Quoth put together that wicked pitch.
Pick.
Who is the person who took the photos? Which is that name? The person who did the photos. Goddess Glade is going. Okay,
Goddess Glade.
Glade. Is that what you went under in the roster? Prophet Goddess Glade? Oh, okay. Goddess Glade, I had to make sure because we had, like, different names things.
Many floating many. Around.
So it could be like, I'd like to speak with Glade now.
Can you channel Glade?
Can we channel Glade? Prophet Goddess Glade is a professional photographer. All the professional photos which you're going to see shot from cult are going to be coming from the Prophet Goddess Glade. And very, very fucking cool. She's done it. She's donated it. She's donated the time, film. We haven't had to pay her a dime. It's great.
Remember, boys and girls, all of the shit that's done here at cult and at Rant Radio is done by us. We do not do this shit for a living. It's all our own friggin' time.
The beauty of
time
it.
And money.
It's the beauty of it. I mean, if somebody offered us money, we'd probably take it. But the point is...
Right now?
Well,
it's all out of our own pockets and the love of it.
Yeah, that's right. We've done it for 2 fucking years. Fuck you! You know, and we're not changing. So suck it, okay? But in any case, back to On Time, On Target, Goddess Glade has been the bomb. So if anyone wants to jump out of the roster... Everyone's been the bomb. But
they all have their own talents.
The photo thing was fucking cool.
Oh, it's amazing.
And
we just
have
got some
new ones that
start
are like...
Start drooling
now. They're black and white. They're uber sexy.
There's
two that are fucking just... They're way out of control.
They're porn. I actually like to take one of them to the bathroom with me.
There's light that emits from the photograph. We were healing people with the photographs before we started the show tonight.
It was amazing.
It was, there was
and when you press
miracles.
It against a piece of cloth, it replicates itself?
Yep.
Yeah, it's, there was the Shroud of Turin photos in the envelope. You know, it was bad. So it's just an amazing thing. You have to say a prayer to Cult before you look at the photos. Otherwise, God will be angry, and he'll cause you to your face to melt, a la last 15 minutes of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yeah, exactly, the seven plagues of Egypt.
Yeah. All that good stuff.
It was 10 plagues.
Moses was.
Smokehouse asks you, heal me, Sean. Touch me so I can walk again.
I'll be right down.
So we're going to play the rant right here, right happening now.
Yeah, we'll play a couple rants.
The Goths are coming.
Everybody knows who this one is, what this is dedicated for.
Yeah. And here it comes. It's coming about now.
Does everyone turn off their mics?
Yeah.
It's time for another rant. Get ready to listen to Sean Kennedy. That Cult. Weird. For more info on Cult and Sean Kennedy, email. Join at the Cult.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
Do you fear for your child?
You know, there's been an interesting turn of events lately. The other day I got sent log from an MRC chat room, or MRC chat log, or MRC some fucking thing or another, where this guy was in there, and there was a bunch of cult members in there all talking, and this guy got in and said, ooh, you go with that Sean Kennedy guy. I emailed join at thecult.org, and I read his stupid thing, and he seems like he's a goth. Some goth is going to change the world. I never really thought of myself as a goth, but could be. Why not? You know, what the fuck. Anyway, regardless of that, you have these people, and when I go down to the States, you run into people who go, oh, So, what are you doing? Oh, I'm starting an internet organization where we're going to, you know, try to change the world. Well, my church won't agree with you. Whoa! We don't think it's good. It can't be good. This has to do with cults. You know, and they're going to unleash the flying monkeys on my sorry ass. I've got news for you cult members everywhere. Not everyone is going to like what you're doing. Not everyone is going to think it's fucking cool. Not everyone is going to want to be a member of cult. That's why there's a questionnaire. That's why there's a process of elimination. It's for like minded people. Who was one of the most loved people in history? Arguably Jesus. What happened to him? He got fucking crucified. Thank you for calling. Who was one of the most hated people in history? Arguably Hitler. He had a follower of thousands of people. You will be judged by the number of people who dislike you. This is how it occurs. I would not liken myself to Hitler or Jesus, but the point is that not everyone is going to like it, okay? If you don't like it, great. Fuck off. Stand off to the side, because you really don't want to get in the way. You really don't want to try to stop cults from taking over, because it's inevitable. The evolution is happening. You can't stop us now. You can't stop any one of us. It's just going to happen. Ooh, the Goths are coming, fucker. The Goths are coming, okay? So get the fuck out of our way. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Their only way to understand the world was to be totally misunderstood. Hell are you?
My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
I'm the man, and this is my lamb. I wished for you, and here you are.
This rebellion thing you're going through, I understand it. Not completely, but I respect it. I didn't sell out, son. I bought it.
You cattle, you cow, you sheep, you fucking farm animal. I will promise for free to cleanse your spiritualism and make you into a better fucking human being.
That's a message from Satan. Go to the window right now. There are flies spelling, go fuck yourself. The reason why the ants keep coming is because look at them. If you look them under a microscope, you will see a little ant and you will go, suspicious ant for
it. Never has so many of Satan's followers been amassed on the earth as there are now. 666. Mark will be on all of them.
If you're going to make a comment about some shit like that, do me a favor, okay? Shut the fuck up. We don't have time for your Mickey Mouse 2,000-year-old bullshit. Where's your Messiah, shithead? Maybe you should just kind of go along with the idea that it's the idea and not the dogma.
What's the solution? What's the solution here?
Email joined at yourself.org.
I never really thought of myself as a dog, but could be. Why not? If you really don't want to try to stop cult, the Goths are coming, fucker. The Goths are coming, okay? So get the fuck out of our way. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Wake up!
All right.
That is the promo that Smokehouse did in all holiness.
Can I say I'm just honored to be here in the presence of your ego?
I mean,
it's very crowded in here, but...
Say, Sean, what are these maps? Is Stalingrad?
No, not much fun in Stalingrad. No.
Not much fun.
Not much fun in Stalingrad.
So that last promo was done by Smokehouse.
Yes. Yes,
did a very, very good job.
So what do you think? Holy places, the Vatican, Langley, you know?
Mr. Kennedy, we have found a place that went bombed by the hour.
If you open your cake hole one more time, it's lunch time! All right, so that's pretty much how it's going. But anyway, giving honor to Smokehouse. Smokehouse has been...
Yay, Smokehouse!
Woo! I mean, it's almost pointless to give Smokehouse honors anymore. I mean, we mentioned him in the Wired interview. Everybody knows fucking Smokehouse is the bomb. And the next thing we're all waiting from him is my brand new Brainwashing 8 promo. Intro, actually.
Intro.
The new Brainwashing intro. Which, wow, I didn't just put you on the fucking spot, did I, Smokehouse?
Better get it done. Remember, it's supposed to be out by Saturday.
Next week. So, there you go.
Go ahead.
No, whatever. But, no, it's very, very cool. And, I mean, if we just get some more promos like that, that kicks out. It does.
That's right. Anybody wants to make a promo? Go right ahead.
It
it's all open. Upload it.
Rip apart the rants. Rip apart anything you hear on Rant
Well,
Radio.
Well, me and Ronan Medic have been trying to do a promo here, but we haven't got the time.
Uh-huh.
Because every time we come down here, you're doing stuff.
You've
got
to book some time,
no,
man.
No, we had plenty of time. We had plenty of time a couple of times.
Okay, that's true. We did. There was
Don't go passing the buck onto these gentlemen.
Who worked very, very hard.
Right. Very hard every day.
Sweating.
Well, Sean's always hard, but...
I'm always hard. I beat myself.
How do you know that?
With my shovel.
He beats himself. He's got the scars to prove it.
I've got the scars to prove it. So, yucky poo. All right. Rather than fuck a gopher, let's talk about what's next in the news.
What's next in the news?
Did anyone notice that Canada actually grew a pair this week?
What?
We attacked an unarmed naval vessel, like an unarmed cargo ship.
Of course we attacked.
It was amazing. It was like Canada.
Technically, they had our weapons on board.
Like I said, they attacked an unarmed shipping vessel. I mean, our weapons, give me a fucking...
permission from the government in which that vessel's flag was flying.
Can't hear you. You have to talk into the microphone.
Sorry about that. In actual fact, Canada did have permission from the country from which that vessel is from.
That's so quiet.
So therefore, technically, we're not an act of piracy because we had permission.
Ah.
I think it's called privateering.
You gotta love it, though. It's like, hey, we kind of need those to, like, fight wars and stuff, eh?
Please give us back our guns.
In all honesty, what do you think
would our one bullet?
I mean, the Americans board everything in sight. Americans board ships by accident. They board fishing vessels. You know, they board fucking ice floes and kick seals off, you know? Like, they board everything in sight, okay? Canada's like, we need our weapons. No, you haven't paid us. We really fucking need those weapons. No, you still haven't paid us. You don't seem to understand here. We're a government, and that's military hardware. The check will clear, I promise you.
Do you know what's...
Give me the fucking gear,
Do you know what's apparently behind that? Canada sent them the check and then stopped payment on it.
Well, good on him. Hello, shithead. What are you going to do? What did he expect? Oh, Canada won't do anything. What did Canada do? He dropped 7 fucking soldiers onto the ship, and they took it over.
The captain actually sent out a mayday saying, help, help, I'm being boarded by Canadians.
2 million Rant Radio dollars to anyone who can get us that sound wave.
As
oh
a response
my
from the
God.
American Coast Guard was something like, yeah, right.
Speaking of American to Canadian radio protocol, I got a funny story here. This was a story that happened where there was some radio ops that a couple friends of mine heard about when they were in the Army.
Mm-hmm.
And they overheard a radio transmission between the USS Nimitz and local...
Lighthouse.
You just totally killed my entire joke. So we'll just move right along. What do we got else happening in the news?
Court to address DCSS T-shirt.
Right. Your T-shirt is illegal.
When can a T-shirt become a trade secret? When it tells you how to copy a DVD. Such is the view of the DVD Copy Control Association, which expanded its list of defendants in a suit against DVD descrambler distributors to include Copyleft, purveyors of the popular Open DVD T-shirt. The T-shirt reveals a sort source code of the DVD descrambling utility DCSS, which has prompted several lawsuits over copyright infringement. Coding is not a crime, Copyleft's online catalog says, so express your disapproval of the DVD CCA and support open DVD advocacy. So, they've hauled this guy into court for making a T-shirt.
That's
Can
crazy.
You believe it?
That's nuts. That's like beyond
okay.
nuts.
The
You're not allowed to have that on a T-shirt.
Okay,
we're
I'm
going
sorry,
to
take the freedom of press versus the corporate fucking mentality
yes.
is getting to the point where somebody needs to pick up a gun.
Okay.
All right.
You remember a little while ago when the I think it was DES3 code was or no RSA code the
yes.
encryption code
yes,
which was illegal to transport outside the United States was placed on a T-shirt that said this T-shirt is an export
weapons
illegal
munition or
yeah
something.
Yeah it was an illegal munition you cannot exported out of the country. Even the United States government didn't have the brass tacks to go after the people who made that T-shirt.
But
the MPAA does.
Somebody
wow.
took it, somebody
who
took
really
it one
rules
step,
our country?
Somebody took it one step further and tattooed it on their arm and said, I am a weapons munition. I am not allowed outside of the United States.
Are you
That's
serious?
That's ballsy.
I yes. like that.
Three people got it done.
They tattooed
they had
what?
The encryption scheme on their arm.
Oh, yeah, it's like 300
it's illegal.
Characters of text. It's like this tiny little block of text.
It's illegal to export out of the States. That guy cannot leave the States. He is a weapon.
Fuck. I want that.
Yeah. Projectile Vomit Man, if you could lower your microphone away from the fan. It's going... here again.
Yeah.
It's going...
What really kills me is, okay, it's 300 lines of text. It's
yep.
a weapon.
Yes.
And I believe it was classified in the same grade as nuclear precursors
yep.
and biological components.
Yes.
Like
How
plutonium
is this?
And anthrax.
I think his arm is a biological component, but maybe not the kind they're thinking of.
I mean, okay, come
so
on.
So somebody cool. needs to now put this the DCSS code in a book. And that'll get it down to the level where people will understand...
Virus manifesto?
Understand it, yes. There you go. People will understand it.
Manifesto.
And then you'll go, you're what? You're hauling a book into court? You're trying to ban a book?
Oh, please, God. Oh.
We don't understand this.
That's not a bad
Everyone
idea.
Everyone will understand the level of banning a book. They don't understand a website. Oh, yeah, it's an internet
that's
bad
a
thing.
Wicked idea.
When internet's a bad
we'll
thing.
We'll write
a
plain English text.
Yeah.
Exactly how to do it. Plain text, no computer code.
Yep.
Ban it, motherfucker.
Please ban this book. Please ban this book.
Do it. Oh, this has to be done. This has to be done.
But the big thing is they're suing 2,600 over this, the 2,600 website. First of all, because they posted the code on the website, and they said, take it down. They went, okay, we'll take it down. But we're going to point to links of this code. And they said, take that down. And then they said, no, we're not taking down links to the code.
Yeah, why don't we
take us to court for links, please.
Start banning links. Fuck you very much.
Fuck you very much, please.
Fuck you twice very much.
We didn't go after Yahoo, who has lots of money.
Yeah,
notice.
There you go. Go after Yahoo. Go after Google. Go after all the search engines. Type in DCSS and see how much it comes up. Take them all to court.
I can do a quick impression of the words. Well, you know, they've got like $320 million of venture capital, and they could probably wipe the floor with our ass.
That's right. I mean, what the fuck is going on, you know? I mean, these people here...
I'll tell you what's going on is the fucking corporations think they fucking run our countries.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, well, picking up a rifle and starting to shoot people isn't going to solve anything.
I don't like it.
But it'll sure make us feel better for a while.
It will, but it won't solve fuck all. What we need to do is we need to strike in a digital medium. It's a digital war. It's a digital battleground. Therefore, we need digital soldiers.
I still think if you burn down the building where they've got their websites...
Won't do a goddamn thing. They got them mirrored.
What would be really beautiful is if somebody could hack the MPAA site and place the DCSS code on
right
the front
page.
Sue yourself.
Oh. Sue yourself.
Sue yourself.
People versus people. Like, fuck off.
Well, you know what might be funny is taking some art. Like, there's a lot of, taking the web pages of various artists, because you all know that record companies usually do really shitty ass pages for their artists.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, the average fan site can do better in a couple hours on a weekend.
Anybody seen the new Metallica site? Wow, does that ever lick bag?
Does it?
So, oh my God, Metallica's website?
How can the security on those sites? Surely, you know, if that's the kind of design they've got going on, surely the security sucks.
Oh yeah.
Surely you could put.
Oh yeah.
Security? We don't need no stinking security.
Wait, am I getting... Well, you could... I'm just realizing I might be mixing up the DCSS thing with the MP3.
Well, I can understand why, because it's
essentially
the same idea. You're not allowed to link to stuff.
Your arrangement of numbers and symbols is illegal.
Don't do that.
I promise I'll get more sleep next week, people. I'm sorry.
We have more money than you. Please go away and die, or we'll sue you and make you go away and die.
What are you going to do? You're going to sue cult. Nobody's got any money in cult, you bunch of stupid fucks. I mean, what are you going to do, huh? You're going to sue Rant Radio?
Blame Canada. So blame Canada.
Go the fuck
Rant Radio's home. Got no money. Please, go ahead.
I mean, this is just crazy. It's nuts.
We'll make an MP3 and broadcast the DCSS code. How about that, huh?
We should. We should ban it. We will get Rant Radio pulled into court. I mean, this is. I mean, they've already got enough people who are fighting it, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's already enough people fighting the war.
Oh, there's tons.
But it's a war.
I don't think there can ever be enough soldiers in the trenches. You know what
I'm
saying?
We'll never lose. We can't lose. Oh, okay. So they win. The MPAA wins. Mm-hmm. What does it prove? It's like the Napster thing. Napster gets shut down. What will that do? Nothing. Not a fucking thing.
Yep.
Nutella's already taking
thousands. Yeah, have you looked at Nutella lately? Oh, my.
Thousands and thousands of Napster refugees are hitting Nutella hard.
Yep.
Okay?
And all the other millions of other kind
like,
of
ooh,
things
look,
like that.
Taste of freedom. Now we want more. You're not going to fucking get that cat back in the bag.
No, this is...
Oh, this in movies, too?
There's an old saying, you can't get the horse... back in the barn when the barn's on fire, okay? You know?
That's just, right.
It's not gonna happen.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they hope to prove.
They could have harnessed Napster.
Sales.
Search for Metallica. A Metallica ad pops up. Buy this on CD. Click.
Yep. I mean,
but they didn't do that.
Record sales went up. That would be the opposite of down. Up. You sold more.
But they weren't up enough.
But we were losing.
It wasn't quite enough up.
But they would have gone
only
up
a billion
every
more.
Every single one of those digital copies that was downloaded had been a CD instead.
The only thing close to a legitimate case they could make is the fact that sales at record stores around college campuses actually down.
You know what they found out? They found out that study was done before Napster was popular.
Really?
That's right, folks. It's just that the economy was heading into the shitter a little bit for university students.
Actually, I read interviews and things with guys who run record stores around college campuses, and they said sales are down.
Maybe people who live at college campuses and have broadband internet access discovered, hey, I can find all my really obscure CDs at online record stores.
And maybe
boy, those prices are a whole fucking lot better than what I can get the local record store.
That's what it was. They did not include online record stores in that study at all. And that's where most of the people shop.
The other thing is, did you notice that every individual, every distributor, what are the companies, that was included in that suit against Napster is currently being investigated for the
antitrust.
It was an antitrust lawsuit against them by the government for the price they're keeping CDs at.
That's right. Yep.
Every single one of them that went against Napster is already being investigated for the price that they're putting CDs at.
Hold on to those
like
precious
sales.
Would
you like the government to defend our monopoly, please? Thank you.
And on the subject of royalties to artists and stuff like that, most of the big companies have been investigated in years past for not paying royalties. Underpaying royalties.
Mm-hmm. They worked it out. Recently, it's gone up, boys and girls. Your favorite artist is making a lot more money than he used to. The average is 18 cents per CD.
All right. That's pretty good money there, hey?
The rest they need for,
18 cents out of $16.
You're guilty about downloading music over the net through Napster.
Heelartist.com.
Send your favorite artist a buck.
No, send him a nickel.
Send him a nickel a song. Yeah, there you go.
A quarter a song, because then you're paying them at least.
Guarantee you. You're guaranteeing
way more.
Much more.
You know what would be really cool? Is if Cult could create some sort of a list of places where people could simply, like, a list where people, if they wanted to have a song put up, maybe someone could throw together a website where they put together a database where they type in a band, that database has the band and the fan base record thing of that band, and so if you type down a song of a band, they go, ding, here's where you send your money, rather than having to fucking buy the CD. What the fuck? Fuck them! Fuck them,
straight
man.
To the artist.
Straight to the artist. Hey, Joe Satriani, I really got off on your last album. Here's $5.
Yep.
Okay?
Send it to the fan clubs, I guess. Maybe.
I paid $5 a fucking CD. By God, 20 doesn't see $5 of their CD. I promise you that.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, come on, KMFDM? Give me a break, man. Those guys sell millions and millions of albums.
Yeah, if you could go to the store and lay down $5 for all those artists and you get the full CD guaranteed to work all the time and the covers, everything.
Fuck!
Easy.
No problem. The internet is the answer to the problem.
Stephen King said that if more than 75% paid for his book that he was doing on, what was it, Amazon.com, I think it was?
It was on his own site.
Yeah.
It was an amazing success.
What was it, 90-some-odd percent of people paid for
really? For his book. Yeah, it was amazing.
So now
really?
That was for the first chapter, so he was doing all the other chapters on the webpage.
Yep.
So, see, it can work, boys and girls.
It can work. It just can. Do it the right way.
I didn't know
about that.
A buck
for a chapter.
Yeah, $1 per chapter.
It's just like a song. Pay a dollar for a song you like.
And it works out to cheaper, I think, in the long run.
Yes, than a book.
It's not chapters. It's portions. It's
sections. It's a big section.
So is there four in total or six in total?
Four in total or six in total. I can't remember.
That's a lot cheaper than buying in the bookstore.
And no kidding. $10 up here in Canada for a book. For a paperback, $10. $10.
Yeah. And just like APOC used to say, how many middlemen is that going through? How many middlemen is that going through? You got
this
the agent.
Zero.
Yeah, but
straight
but
to Stephen
you've
King.
You've got the bookseller. You've got and not to mention the chapters.
Chapters
you know,
like 11 million
slave.
In debt to the
and you know
to the people that publish Harry Potter because they just don't want to pay their money yet because we're a big company.
Yeah, I can't wait to see all those people crawling out of the cracks but you're taking away our livelihood.
Oh,
we're the middlemen,
to.
The distributors. I'm like, well, why don't you go grow some talent and find something you can do that's productive?
Why don't you go get a real job?
Raise your hand here if you'd like to see a middleman starve to death in the street. Raise your hand.
Pretty much.
Thank you.
Yeah. It's dinosaur. It's ancient.
Pardon
no
me,
more
Ronald.
Middlemen. It's straight to the consumer now. They log on to the website that manufactures the thing, and they get it to their home.
The only reason middlemen even exist is because back in the olden days, before we had things like the internet or maybe even fucking telephones, you had to find a company, mail the guy, and say, hey, listen, I need one of these things. Can you locate it for me?
Yeah.
They were finders. That's cool.
But yeah. There was a time when they actually had a purpose and a function. Now they're just there to take your money.
They're there because they were traditionally there. The company I work for has millions of middlemen they go through. Well, we've got tons of middlemen we go through. And we talk to the companies that manufacture stuff, and they're like, well, you know, we can cut out 15%. And then the middleman's like, because I'll take your customers and move to a different manufacturer.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that sounds a lot like extortion to me.
No, that is extortion, but just don't call it that way because it's business. And remember, here in the States, we are business, and we're about doing business to you, you know?
Well, it sounds like 15 metric tons of bullshit, personally, but, you know, that's just me.
It's shit like this that almost makes me think communism might be a good idea.
Well, it's part of the reasons...
Except for the purges.
Well,
wait a second. Who are we purging?
Right then.
Well, once again,
all the smart
APOC...
people who talk back.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
No, then it's a bad idea. The middlemen?
And then we enter into the NIDUS project. The NIDUS project is something that Cult is throwing together, actually, that Gargoyle APOC is throwing together, which is going to cut out the middlemen.
Here's something very, very cool. Tell Sean that John Johansson, the DCSS kid, the guy who invented it, has a Cult button. The guy who cracked DVDs has a Cult button.
We have arrived, boys and girls.
It's very, very cool.
That's the bomb.
That is pretty cool, actually, I'd have to say. So, hey, they're John Johnson. Is that his name?
John Johansson.
John Johansson.
From, like, Sweden or somewhere. I can't remember. European country.
You will need a place to crash.
He will be avenged.
He will be avenged. Wait until we set the mosque up. No problems. Nobody's suing nothing. No how. You know, I like to think about, you know, I take a line that I bastardized from Last Man Standing, where it's like, well, you know, just... too many monopolies and happening in this town, and I'm going to be back here with about 15 cult members, and pretty soon there'll be no monopolies in this town. It's just like, fuck that. It's way out of hand.
I just had a wicked thought.
What's that?
In Canada and the States, aren't religious establishments legally allowed to grant sanctuary where people can't be arrested?
I've been
yes and no. They recently violated that. The not too long ago, the FBI walked into a mosque... without any, and the mullah is like holding up, saying sanctuary, sanctuary. They walked right in, took the guy right out.
Just because it's not a Christian church, they probably got away with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, basically the concept of religious sanctuary, which was the idea, was that a church was supposed to be outside of the state, because sometimes the state, you know, doesn't really respect people's rights and freedoms.
Right.
And they'll have a tendency to, you know, at least have some sort of thing that can make the state step back and say, hey, what are we doing here?
I have the solution to that, actually, in the cult mosque. See, the way the cult mosques are built, see, they're sort of... shall we say hardened.
You got something better than holding up your hand and saying sanctuary, I take it?
The way
sanctuary.
No. There is no one who regulates the cult mosque. Just to bring people up.
Who's in charge here?
No.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know.
When you show up at the mosque, all cult members, when the mosques are made, when you pay your money to help build the mosque, okay, you will be issued an ID card. That ID card will have a biolink embedded into the magnetic strip that identifies a retinal scan, a thumbprint, to an encryption code on the car.
It does not go to a database.
It does not go to a database. Your thumb, eye, and card are all linked. Okay? At that point, you enter through the first revolving steel-reinforced door that Enki will design. After this point, you come to a second door. The second door, you must pass that swipe through again. All of this is steel reinforced. Then you're on the inside of the mosque. Inside of the mosque is the video feed of the quote-unquote kill zone between the two rotating doors. That is the only way in and out. There is another fire exit to keep with fire codes with the exact same setup.
Many warnings.
You can leave through one-way doors easily, which is also through an airlock-type system where you go out through one door, the door closes. You go out through the second door, that door closes. The one door...
Shouldn't we put in tunnel systems like Chuchai?
No. what's going to be happening then is that if people try to gain access forcefully, like, we are the FBI, that's great. No one answers the door. You want to take your ram prow and beat down the fucking bars?
There's nobody at the door.
Pack a lunch. You're going to be there a while, okay?
Well, bam.
You know,
bam.
By that time, there's going to be so many fucking exits and underground and all that shit. Nobody's going to be there. For that matter, you don't even know what mosque they're in. The guy decides to go underground. You're fucked. We got a caller?
Yes, we do. Call
all right, let's talk
sure.
to him.
We're not doing anything. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Mr. Echo.
Hello, Mr. Echo.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm down in Cali right now.
Ah, you're in California. That's right. You're waiting to come back up, not next weekend, but the weekend after.
Damn right.
You will be here in Rant Studios.
Yes, yes.
That's on the 20th.
Anyways, I got some people pretty interested in cult down here.
Oh, yeah?
Virus, of course.
Excellent. So what are their names?
Say what?
What are their names, or you don't want to say?
Skojakina.
Uh-huh.
Don't ask me how to spell it. I still don't remember.
That's fine.
And some other people.
Excellent.
I don't know what their name's going to be.
Spreading the virus.
What kind of, what clan orientation are we talking about?
Definitely profit for Skojakina. Definitely. He does amazing fucking art.
Really?
And the other people, I don't know what I'm going to classify them as.
Well, that's really up to them. Let me ask you something. As a guy's gone from Alaska down to California, how are you finding, because you travel around a lot, right?
Yeah.
How are you finding the reception of cult, the concept of an organization by people, for people, under like-minded digital chaos? How are you finding the reception of that?
I've talked to a lot of people lately and stuff like that. They think it's pretty fucking cool, actually.
Of course they do. Because it is fucking cool. I mean, you wouldn't be part of some organization that sucked. You know, think about it. So I guess you must be looking pretty... What are you doing down there right now, anyway?
I'm just taking leave. I'm getting away from the fucking Air Force for a little while.
Attaboy.
Chilling.
So you got plans? You're going to do the beach thing, or what are you doing?
Oh, yeah. Tuesday, I'm turning 21.
Attaboy. Going legal. Bet you're getting faced there.
Oh, man, I'm going to get fucking drunk off my ass.
That'll be awesome.
Anyways, I got to get going. I'm running to Denny's here real soon.
You sound like you've already had a few. You wouldn't be drinking in the USA, would you?
Not right now. I've been pretty sober.
You smoking anything?
Dude, I'm in the military, dude. I can't do that shit.
Oh, of course. I'm sorry.
That's right. They drug test your ass.
That's right. They piss test you.
Another 2 years, I'll be probably fucking high off my ass anyway. So.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
Whereabouts in California are you?
SoCal. Southern Cal.
Southern Cal.
Attaboy.
I just came back from there.
All right, man. So say what the hell. Thanks for calling in.
Yep. What the hell.
Rock.
All right. Good to see you next week, Mr. Echo.
That'll actually be
week after.
Week after next.
Week after.
Yeah, very, very
on
cool.
On the 20th.
And on the 13th, bear in mind, it's from 6 till
6
9.
6 till 9.
6
on the Pacific.
3 hours earlier.
That's right. 3 hours earlier. Just to make it easy. And it's going to be 3 hours.
3 hours earlier.
So there's going to be people who are wondering about what cult is. People who are not in cult, email join@thecult.org. You will see what the fuck we're talking about.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Prophet Nixter.
Love that Nixter. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. I was with Raz. I'm the one who met Raz down here. We all Nebraska folks.
That's right, at that 2600 meeting that Uber Pinhead was at.
It wasn't really a meeting. They were, like, quite unorganized. And
well, that's how 2600 is. It is a very unorganized, just a collection of people that just talk about stuff.
Yeah.
Which is one of their strengths.
Sean and I have been to one in the Vancouver one.
Yep.
Or two.
I know who that moron guy was.
Do you remember him from the meeting? Do you think you know?
I think I know. He, like, stood up and he goes, I know you. You used to work. You work where I work, and I just quit today. Like he's really important or something. I'm like, hey, so
oh, no, you're not there anymore?
I was there for Raz and the other guys, and I just wanted to meet them. They called me, said they were coming down to that. So
very cool.
Pretty much set it up, and I just went out there and met them. It was pretty cool to meet people from cult.
So that was like the one of the first cult meetings.
Yeah, other than the one in the real 2600, like big huge one conference thing.
Oh yeah, that's right. That was the first one.
Yeah, well that was Skip Radio and
that wasn't an official one. It just sort of happened.
Yeah.
This one, I guess, official. I guess I don't know. We just.
Oh, that's very cool. And hey, I mean, you've probably been tuned in. You heard how I reacted to that fucking ball of shit.
Oh, yeah. I posted that thing, and then I saw that thing, the guy putting that thing up there as anonymous. I'm like, who is this moron? It's a joke.
So,
and then I didn't check it for a couple of days. I go back, and there's like 6 posts, and everyone's going nuts, and I'm like, holy shit.
It's kind of a good feeling to know that you're part of a community that actually will stand up for its fellow man rather than, because up until recently, there's only the hacker community's kind of done. We're the lone wolf kind of thing. Well, the lone wolf gets fucking killed, okay? Because there are people.
Lone wolf ends up in a leg hold trap trying to gnaw his own limb off.
Yeah, and now with cult, hey, everybody fights together, stands together, man.
Yeah, Raz, I don't know what their problem was. He's a cool guy, man.
Oh, of course he's a cool guy. Raz is a fucking killer guy.
Cool guys, man. I was pretty surprised to meet him, but I felt all like the bubbly guy because they were all dressed in black and I have this bright shirt with all these red on it and stuff.
Well, you being a prophet, that's all cool.
Yeah,
you know.
Very expressive.
Yeah, so.
Well, once I get off my ass and actually manage to get some cult clothing on the site for sale, then it'll be very, very cool. Thanks for calling in, buddy. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Rack on. Let's talk about that for just a sec. Don't call in for a couple minutes.
I'll just turn off.
Yeah, we'll just turn off for a couple seconds.
About people going up against you? What are you going to talk about?
Well, I was actually going to talk about the cult clothing. I think people
understand. Cult clothing.
I think people understand about the. I should probably touch on that first.
Yeah.
On the cult clothing, especially when people order the cult clothing and you start wearing it, people are going to be coming up to you and they're going to be asking you. A lot of people are going to ask, is this a cult? Is this a racial organization? What is this organization? Because, I mean, it's a flight jacket, right? That's what the fucking skinheads wear.
I'm not racialist.
You know, when we're not. We're not racist. Matter of fact, we're the anti-racist. I fucking hate skinheads, okay? And we're also...
We hate hate.
We hate hate, you know, and...
I can't stand people who are intolerant.
And it's it totally pisses me off. And so, now, it's got to be understood that although when people attack you, and this could be a verbal attack, because what that guy did was an attack. If people attack you, I'm not saying that you should grab this guy by the face and begin killing him, okay? That's not the idea.
That would be. That was Uncle Dak who said that.
Yes, Uncle Dak, who is not in cult, said that. he's the, you know, the voice outside of cult. Uncle Dak is the crazy guy who wanders around outside the castle.
Let me in.
No. Yeah. No.
No, we're not letting you in. You just run around. Uncle Dak would be that large Germanic Gaul in the beginning of the film Gladiator who swings the
I have never been on... Well, actually, I was on fire once. That's besides the point.
Okay. And in any case...
Your medical condition aside, we don't want to know about it.
Okay. The immortal
catchphrase,
that's all well and good. But, moving right along, if you think about the people who are going to be opposing you, every time you do meet people with cult, and you are talking about cult, you're an ambassador. Okay, you're an ambassador. You're kind of, in a way, you're like kind of a minister in a way. Like, you're spreading this virus... Where you're talking to people saying, hey, guess what? Everything's fucked. It's not going to be hard to convince people that everything's fucked. Everybody knows everything's fucked.
Yeah.
It is all fucked. Okay? I'm not the leader of cult. I'm patient zero. I'm just the guy who started the shitbird. I am not cult. I'd be just me by myself, still angry, throwing shovels at people, okay? I mean, what the fuck would I be? I'm nowhere, I'm nothing, okay? Cult is what's gaining strength and popularity right now. Cult is what is growing, and as people begin to see that we, without an organization, without having a Jimmy Hoffa union-type situation that can be corrupted, because we in ourselves can keep it honest. We within ourselves can have the chaos of the internet in which we can seek sanctuary. We can't travel anymore. Used to be, when you were a kid, you know, oh, I'm going to go find myself. You know, so what? You go jump on a plane, run around Europe for a while, and then you come back. Well, guess what? I grew up in the inner fucking city, okay? My hardest time was trying to make it home from school without getting shot, all right? I can't go travel fucking Europe, so what do? You get yourself a computer, jump on the web, and in that chaos, okay, in that chaos, you find solitude because it's just sensory overload. And in that area, you have all exposure that you have from the real travel. In there, you can find and define yourself, okay? And that's how people are defining themselves out. That's how young people are defining themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can begin to figure out and find out who and what the fuck they are and realize and say, hey, wait a minute, everything is fucked. And enough people have said everything's fucked where I just finally said, hey, come on over to my house. And that's what's happening. And my house is huge because we just got a gigantic fucking virtual home. I mean, how long before a VRML, virtual metaverse, snow crash style, you know, site starts up for cult? There are so many talented fucking people in cult. I'm just an idiot with a big mouth. That's all I am. I got all the skills of a fucking antelope, okay?
Yeah.
Actually, not really. I'm an antelope with a newsie. But the point is that it's like, I don't have
monkey
this
noises and pieces.
Massive, massive skill set. That, I mean, Jesus Christ, look at the shit that Nixter's doing, you know?
It's like the open source of organizations.
It's an open source government.
Sean lays down the general plan, and everyone fills in the blanks.
Yeah, and if you don't want to be a member, great. Stay the fuck out of our way. We're not going to force our shit on you. We don't force our shit on anybody. But the minute you wake up and clue in and see what's going on, you're going to be like, you know, I think cult might have a good... Consider the alternative. You can be in cult or be a Republican. come on over.
Did anybody else catch any of the Stepford Convention?
Oh, my God. It was frightening.
Oh, of course it's frightening.
I thought at points it was fucking Sunday night at the Apollo. It was like a fucking NBA game. You know, a bunch of black people on stage and a bunch of white people in the audience.
I mean, it's way, way out of control. What is this? He who has the most marketing wins? Is that how the government works? Is that what government's supposed to be about?
Yes!
You know, that's not what government's supposed to be about. That's bullshit. And that is bullshit. I'm sick of it, man. I'm sick of that. I don't even live in the U.S. I'm a Canadian. You know? I mean,
if that makes any difference when it comes right down to it.
Yeah, really, fuck the borders. You know what I mean?
We might as well be able to vote for it. Fuck, it's going to end up changing our lives anyway.
There are no borders. Remember that there was this concept that you had a long time ago about a virtual community.
With no borders.
Being an actual country.
Yeah, that's right.
And somebody's already done that.
Actually, tried.
Tried. He failed.
Okay.
The corporations don't pay attention to the borders anymore. What the hell should we?
That's very true.
That's absolutely true.
That is very true.
Borders. We should get incorporated.
As what?
Cult Incorporated.
We'll
lose
Grant
money.
Grant Media Incorporated.
No, then they got someone to sue. Fuck that. You know what?
No, then they can't sue any of us. We can just go poof.
Fuck them. Go ahead, sue me.
Actually,
sue me. Come get me. Come put my ass in jail.
He's got a point. How the hell can you sue
somebody?
If we're
incorporated, they can't sue anybody for anything that the cult does.
How can they
have to sue the cult.org, and we have no value. We're worth $0. We don't have any stuff. There's nothing they can get out of the cult. So we go, great, we're bankrupt. And we just start over again. The worst thing we'll have to do is keep declaring bankruptcy, and we've never had any assets.
The idea
is a piece of paper. It takes 15 minutes to fill out.
We can talk about that. That sounds very cool. That sounds very, very cool.
The only people they could sue would be the shareholders. And if there are no shareholders for a company, who do you sue?
That's right. You're fucked.
Or we incorporate.
We can mail free shares to other people that we don't like.
Incorporated as a charity. Okay, what about incorporating as a charity?
Okay, wait a minute. Fuck all that. All right? Fuck all that. This is all the kind of shit. And that's like 15 minutes of just sitting around going,
works for the Scientologists.
How to fuck over the government using legalese. Okay? I mean, we're going to have a bunch of trained fucking legal ninjas. How long before a lawyer gets in cult and goes, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, how long before we get some
rabid... I'm out of order. You're out of order.
You know, how
fucking thing is out of order?
How long before we get some really nasty fucking 24-year-old kid who's really pissed off that his legal system got turned into Uber shit? Okay, how long before that happens? I mean, right now we have the art community that's starting to fall behind us. Isn't that funny how every major movement that has ever occurred in the history of the world
begins
was
with
started
artist.
With artists?
Well, we have a lot of profits.
You know, isn't that interesting how that happens? And then you get the nomads in there. Guys who are just sort of everywhere at once, and they go, you know what, these prophets got vision. And then the Ronin are starting to come on board now going, you know what? I'm getting a little sick in this foxhole here, you know, and I've been training to kill somebody for a long time.
And I just got to use it on somebody.
And I got to do something somewhere, you know, and you got all this shit, and we've got, I mean, if you break it down,
right,
how does this break down as a government, okay? Well, let's see, we would have the Ronin as our secret police, we would have the Deckers as our intelligence gathering, the Gargoyles as intelligence monitoring, we'd have our Prophets as propaganda, we'd have the Hoongen for our sci-tech research and development. You could actually make your very own little sim world using only cult creatures, you know what I mean? I mean, this could be way out of fucking control. And it's really, really kind of nice. And it's better than any options that we've had presented so far.
Oops. Just
so,
hung up.
Fuck that. Okay, fuck that. Getting back on time on target here. People are going to be approaching you about cult. People are going to be coming up to you about cult saying, oh, I don't really agree with cult. You don't necessarily have to get in their fucking face, okay? This isn't, in order to be a cult, you must stand for cult and fight for cult. Fuck that, okay? You handle it the way you want to. We're just saying that we got your back, that's all. If someone's going to start shit with you, and you're like, wow, I feel like I'm being picked on, tell us about it. We'll have some support there. Okay, if you think you started out by yourself, that's fine. But I'm not going to sit back and watch my buddy get fucked over. That's how that shit works. Now, talking about cult clothing. The cult clothing, I've been considering how we're going to run that. I have a bit of a problem running credit cards and doing all that shit. I might just do it the plain old-fashioned way, mm-hmm. where people just mail it in. You have a printout form. Tell me what you want. Mail it in, and I'll fucking send it back to you. Fuck you, credit card company, okay?
They don't make any money off us.
They don't make any money off of that. Fuck that. And give me a break. Does it really matter if you get it in a week or a week and a half? Huh? Give me a break, okay?
I mean, you'll get it.
You'll get it. It's all good, and you'll get your free cult conversion devices with it.
The more you wait, the more you'll appreciate it.
Well, not only that. I mean, really, does it really matter anyway? I mean, you always get mail. You don't give a fuck. Does it matter if it comes on Tuesday or Thursday? No, it really doesn't matter.
I'm sorry. Does your instant gratification take too long?
Well, no. I mean, but if you think about it,
you gotta
start getting steps away. Who's online?
Hi, you're on What the Hell. Who's this?
Hey, Major Zombie.
Hey, Zombie.
Hey,
I got a great idea for you people.
Okay.
You can make it like as like a cult or ran radio. It's like a virtual 3D chat room in a way. It's at actoworlds.com.
Right. And can you just set one up?
Yeah, it costs like $19 a year, and you can set it up, and it's like unlimited space.
Okay. Well, find a free one. And we'll go for that.
Actually, Zombie, email me all the details. I'll take a look at it, buddy.
All right. It'd be pretty cool and all that.
Hey,
all
right. Zombie, girl on the left here, and she's taking off her clothes.
Oh. Jack.
Oh. Jack, if you were in cult, I'd kick your ass out.
Now
okay.
You're dead. I will find a way to kill
girl.
You.
No, hey, hey. Whoa, easy now. Let's all be fair. Lieutenant Major Zombie has evolved.
Yeah.
The guy has been coming in. Everyone here can notice a guaranteed change between when Zombie first started listening to Rant Radio and Zombie now.
Years ago, yeah.
I want to kill Dak.
Don't
tell him to give
a
Hello Kitty thing.
Zombie, tell me honestly, Zombie, do you feel like you're smarter since joining Cult?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
There you go.
I'm smarter now.
9 out of 10 gargoyles agree. Zombie is a better person. Show your master of the human language, my pet. Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Atta boy. God damn, I love that kid.
Oh, God.
It's fucking sexy.
What is that? It's like it was one of those testimony, those really bad commercials. It gave me a brain. It cleared up my acne.
Somebody's got to do that. Somebody's got to record like, since joining cult, I've never used to be able to do anything. Now I can fly, you know? All sorts of crazy shit. You know, cops used to pull me over. Now I just cut their heads off.
They
fuck,
don't
somebody
nothing.
Do that. That'd be amazing.
Was already for Rant Radio?
Yes, there was one for Rant Radio.
Can we have some old recordings of Lieutenant Major Zombie? Do we have some audio of Lieutenant Major Zombie going,
Sure we do.
We'd have to find it.
No, we have to shoot a show that just changed the Christmas kid.
I have a year of Rant Radio.
He's grown up before our very eyes.
Actually, you know what?
Nice big
where the
I have three distinct
old
complete sentences.
Photo he sent us. I think that's like the most, I think that pretty much chronicles
with the wispy mustache.
Yeah.
His physical change.
You know what the reality of this situation is? We've been on hitting the airwaves now for 2 years. And this is one of those kind of things that you could see like 5 years down the road that you could have some kid who started listening when he's 13 and then he's 20. And we're like the formative influence in his life.
Sean, let's just think about that statement. 5 years down the road, started listening when he was 13, now he's 20.
Yeah, 2 years ago we started.
Ah, see, yeah. Sorry.
So let's just think about the statement.
Ladies and gentlemen,
that's okay. You haven't had Rant Radio for your whole life.
He was doing his math.
He was doing his math, and he is Ronan, after all. He kills, not ads.
Yeah. He doesn't have to actually count the casings. Okay?
Tell him, Sean, tell him the army bit. You know, I used to...
That's great.
No, do it. It's great.
When I joined the Canadian Army, I could read and write and think. I've been engaged now for 2 weeks. Now I can read and write. They gave me back my crayons. They did not work. There is no trigger. And anybody who's ever been involved with the military will know that that's pretty much
that is case. Entirely
play
true.
Play the clip of Lieutenant Major Zombie singing the Backstreet Boys song.
Oh! Do we have it?
Yes, we do. Do it.
Not on hand.
Oh, we don't have it on hand.
It's in the amassment of videotapes I have.
Oh, we'd have to rip it. It's not ready to go. Let's queue up another rant.
Okay.
What do we got? We got a whole shitload of rants here.
To pull a line from a recent movie, you know, it's entirely too much about the Backstreet Boys for an alleged heterosexual.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Gloom Bunny.
Gloom Bunny!
Hey, sweetie, how you doing?
Crazy, dude. My IRC won't run, and Sean, I am not having sex with zombies.
Oh, come on!
Oh, you're the only one that can do it.
I'd probably, like, break him.
Yeah, well, that's the plan. Sometimes you can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs.
Wait a second.
Femurs.
We want you to break him and build him bigger, better, stronger, faster. You have the tits. You have the technology. You can make this happen. Don't let me down, sweetheart. Come on.
What now?
What?
There's like a bunch of stuff going on over
here. Who there in the what now? What? What's going on?
I've got like two of my friend's brothers in here, and then like my friend and my roommate are like outside making out, and it's like, yeah.
Good old Texas Sunday night. Huh?
where are you still in Texas or you're in Arizona?
No, they moved to Arizona. You haven't noticed like the plethora of people applying from Arizona?
Oh, I have. You've been amazing. You're going to be going to the Rocky Horror Picture Show Marathon. I expect a sea of Cenobites, actually, in the next little while.
I mean, I got Nick, I got Becca, I got...
Oh, I got tons from you, and they've all mentioned your name.
Random girl I saw in the mall who had a shirt on that said Free Napster.
That's great. Do me a favor, try to get them above the age of 15. Because I had one girl send me her thing, and she didn't fill out the paragraph, and didn't fill out they got to fill out their shit, but I tell you, you've been doing amazing. I mean, you're like the number one virus spreader in Arizona.
You know what we need to do? We should send her a pile of buttons.
Who didn't fill out everything?
Pardon me?
We didn't fill out everything. I'll smack them in the head.
I don't know. Smack everyone in the head. That way you'll be sure to get them.
Oh, my God. Do we have to worry about
I'm
the Child Online Protection and Privacy Act?
Tuesday, I'm spray-painting www.rantradio.com on one side and www.thecult.org on the other side.
Oh, my God.
And Fork just said he'd if he makes any spray-paint stencil things that I could... Use one of those and spray paint the big cult logo on the front of my car.
Oh, please, send pictures. Send pictures.
As it is, as soon as I get my merchandise up, Gloomy, you're going to be getting a whole ton of shit from me, okay?
Sweet.
But it's in the mail, and I've got all this stuff's coming out of my own pocket, right? So it's kind of a bitch. But it's been awesome. You've been doing some amazing shit. Whereabouts in Arizona are you?
I'm in Tempe, right outside of Phoenix.
Oh, okay. Is that anywhere near, like, the Sedona UFO crowd?
Oh, God, I hate those people. There's a vortex everywhere. I can see the vortex. You smoke too much weed.
No, no, no. Those are Hoongans waiting to happen. We need those forbidden science people. They're very valuable.
Those people aren't science people. Those people are, like, took too much acid in the 60s.
Okay.
Old people.
Okay, but some of them claim they actually have contact with aliens. Cult's number one goal is to get a Star Cruiser, okay? We will steal one if necessary, okay? I can have Ronan in Arizona to steal that Star Cruiser in 12 hours. Okay? All the Ronan listening, tell me you drive to Arizona to steal a Star Cruiser in the IRC.
Just give us the Star Cruiser.
Two in the room
no
right
one
now.
Has to die. Three.
I have traveled on major international airlines in combats before. They don't seem to know us that much.
They can't cook Southern.
Well, that's cool. That's cool. That's cool. But we'll be sending down a bunch of shit. If you do up your cult car, though, man, do we ever want photos of that? That's like wallpaper material.
Take many, many pictures going around the car at the same height. And you can make a VR car.
And you could, like, do, like, sexy poses and have, like, all your female friends do sexy poses all over the car.
Okay.
That'll be awesome. All right, baby, say what the hell.
No, wait, hold on.
What?
I have Rant Radio stickers on my car that I made myself, so...
Take photos of those! Why don't we have photos of that yet?
Jeez!
So...
Get
a camera.
Get a camera.
Little buddy, don't make us come down there and slap you.
It'll be great. Hey, you going to Burning Man?
Hell yeah, I'm going to Burning Man. I'm bringing a whole bunch of people, too. And we're bringing water and tents and desert stuff.
Water's good. Water's good.
We're going to be in the middle of the desert.
Oh, right on. That's going to kick ass. I've got to actually get in touch with those guys after August because, I mean, the first Burning Man hasn't happened yet. We're going to be in heavy contact. We're going to set that up. Okay. Anything else, buddy?
What the hell?
What the hell, babe?
Yeah. Burning Man. That's next year.
Burning
2001.
Man next year. This is really, really fucking wacko.
And before we go off on this, sorry, zombie, we tried.
We're trying hard for you, buddy.
Yes, she hasn't said no.
No.
I don't know. We'll get Zombie out in the middle of the fucking desert.
We'll make her promise for Burning Man 2001, something to look forward to.
We'll probably sponsor everyone at Burning Man. Those are all just profits waiting to happen. We'll feed him. We'll cover his body with DMSO. Actually, no, what we'll do is we'll install a sprinkler system on a water cannon, and we'll spray the entire crowd with DMSO and MDMA, also known as ecstasy, and we'll just throw Zombie out there.
No. First, we'll spray him down. Did you hear about those pheromones that are being marketed
yes.
now?
Oh, yeah.
Spray him down with the one that attracts
Gloom Bunny?
Well, I guess it doesn't really matter, does it?
I'm sure.
No, not really.
I'm sure that those people at Burning Man have lots of their own MDMA. And
hey,
I really don't think that's going to be necessary.
What the fuck? You know, why not? Let's make Zombie airtight. You know what I'm saying? Come on.
Capone X says the NCC-7268 has the HMS Kennedy. So somebody get a picture of that.
HMS Kennedy?
This is a ship. I'm.
That's a Star Trek ship.
Oh, really? Okay, somebody get that picture over there.
What, there's an actual starship called the Kennedy?
Yes.
No fucking way!
HMS Kennedy.
Okay, somebody... Okay, Major Rant... Okay, I'll send somebody something. I will send somebody something if they can get me a really good shot of that Star Cruiser done up with cult regalia. That would rule. Hang on, caller, shut up.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Lieutenant Major Zombie. What the heck was all that about?
What was what about, Zombie?
We're just trying to do our part, man. You know we love
hey,
you.
Sean.
Yeah.
I don't like to say this, but over the internet, because I don't want that much people to know. But I am a graffiti artist.
Are you?
That's fine.
Yeah, I did graffiti a lot. And
you do it in your basement, right?
You should swing down.
I went to Chincoteague in Virginia Beach. I did graffiti. And I did put the cult.org down, too.
What? Where's the photo? Did you take a shot?
No,
kill you!
No, it was late at night, like 3 o'clock a.m. There was no light.
Get a flash!
Go the next day.
Oh,
hey,
no,
look at this.
Cool,
this is cool. I have no
yeah,
idea.
Yeah,
where
I'm starting
from.
Doing it, too. Every, like, graffiti thing I put down, I put the cult.org down it, too.
Sweet ass.
Yes,
sweet ass. Very cool. I'd like to actually see some of that. If you can get some shots, man, that would rule. And that goes for everybody else. If you can get some Rant Radio or cult graffiti, send it in. We will want to see it. It's great. Last expression of free media.
I'll try. I had to get a camera first.
Yeah, that helps.
It helps.
Or you could make a sketch of it.
Yeah.
I have a news story that goes along with this when we get off the phone.
Okay, buddy, anything else?
Not really.
All right, buddy, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Right on.
Okay.
Apparently, the local police here in Vancouver
have decided that the graffiti artists are so bad, they need to start a special police task force to handle them.
Anti-speech. You there, trying to make an expression of yourself, even though you're young and bombarded with mass media. Stop that!
Yeah, fuck you.
You know, I'm sorry. Don't
stop covering up those boring blank walls.
You know, yet I see fucking... I work in a hospital downtown in, like, one of the worst friggin' neighborhoods in Vancouver. We have posters put up with the names of 200, I'm not making this up, 200 missing fucking prostitutes in this friggin' province. Yet, they have enough time and enough fucking manpower to put together a special police task force.
The reason for this is because when prostitutes go missing, no one loses any money.
Mm. Exactly.
So they don't.
Yeah. Oh, the businesses are losing money. We better do something about it.
Hey, you kid, what you're doing is neither violent nor self-destructive. Stop now or we'll have to arrest you and throw you in a cell with a big man who's going to stick his cock up your ass.
And not only that, why don't you go buy some nice crack somewhere and go shoot up in your room quietly? You know?
Spray solvents, inhale them.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. Once cult mosques move into cities, prostitutes are not going to go missing anymore.
I have one word to say, and it starts with fuck you, and it ends with die, okay?
Yeah.
And that's just to like.
That's all one word. There's little hyphens.
There's a basically thrown in there somewhere.
Yeah, there's a basically.
Yeah. There's a lot of John's are going to start going missing.
Have I said basically the last, besides I just right now, have I said it in the last two episodes?
Yes. You did actually say it, but
today.
You've been very good.
You've been very, very good. So we haven't been screaming.
Good Dak Biscuit. Okay, so.
Where do we put the little bell?
Ding, 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 ding. So it's very, very cool. But seriously, what about, like, okay, the whole prostitute thing, that's a good thing to talk about, okay?
Yeah.
Everyone's all fucking down on the poor hookers.
There's a house in Vancouver now that they're coming down on. They're trying to shut it down. This very safe house. Did they
shut it down?
Yeah, I saw it.
I thought she was moving.
They shut down Granny's house. Well, she is going to have to move because they shut her down.
What's Granny's house? It's kill everybody in. What is it?
Safe house for prostitutes.
Safe house for prostitutes.
A non-profit brothel.
Yeah. You go there. There's the hookers. Ready, clean, available. Safe house for them. They don't have to walk the streets.
Lighting, security.
Yep. Not bring down the value of companies and houses around there. It's just in a house.
They're complaining that the neighbors are complaining, of course, because you know
they'd rather have them on the street.
Well, they don't care. Yeah. They don't care if they're on the street. It's just that they don't want them
in our neighborhood.
Their house.
You know, I think I might have to make a clause for this in the cult mosques, where if people are in trouble, they could just run there. And then we'll just have people who live at the mosque, because there will be people living there, who just sort of monitor the cameras, and they'll see some chick running down the street with a pimp catching her, and the chick will run into the gridlock with a little the kill zone, and she'll run through, and then the pimp will run into the kill zone, and
you
will
both
get through.
And they can, yeah.
And that's when the big guys with the shovels come out.
No,
they both make it through.
And he never comes out. Well, what happened to that guy?
He goes
red
into
bone chips. That's what happened to that guy.
Goes into a decontamination cell.
Yes. I'm sorry, Mr. Pimp, you're going to have to take a shower.
Give us your clothes.
Move along. Pick up your towel.
Are those gold teeth? Yes.
Very nice. I'm sorry. I have no fucking time for pimps. Hookers, all kinds of time. Oldest profession in the world. Most of these girls, you know, it's all like, oh, I feel sorry for them. Fuck you. They don't need you to feel sorry for them. They don't need you to feel sorry for them. They're doing their own fucking thing. Some of them need help. Some of them want to get off the street. Okay, if they ask for help, they need it. Some of them make good fucking money. They make more money than I do, I'll tell you that. You know what I'm saying?
They make more in a night than I usually make in a month. So
absolutely. Absolutely. But what sucks is if these women do a perfectly decent trade, perfectly decent, and they're very good at it, yet they have all their money taken away from or their pimp will beat them. Ah, here is the problem. That would be extortion. That would make you a piece of shit.
Wait, weren't we talking about eliminating the middleman earlier?
Yes, we were.
Ah, thank you.
There's an extension to eliminating the middleman.
In all forums. I'm sorry. Pimps fucking die. Okay.
Producer to consumer.
Oh,
direct.
Wait, would this mean managers? Just managers die?
No, not managers die. I don't want people going in their office and shooting their manager. Fuck that. Managers are just middle management are just people who've worked long enough that they claw up high enough. It's the concept of the beggar on horseback. Okay, you get a group of beggars together. You give one of them a horse. He'll beat the other beggars harder than anyone else ever would. It's a very old concept. Okay, so all these middle management types, that's all there is. They're beggars on horseback, and they wouldn't be whipping anybody if they weren't scared. They would get their ass fucking fired. Everyone's just turning into a wage slave, and rather than hating the people that are responsible for turning you into this wage slave state, they hate their fellow man because they don't understand how to fight back, and that's where cult's going to fill the void. That's how that's going to fucking happen.
So I did a little promo that I played at the beginning of the show, and it's a takeoff of Jello Biafra, his first thing on his first album.
This is very
that he's
cool.
ever done.
Who is this? And is this you? That's
this, is
this is
me that
this
did
is
this.
Samarian.
And I love Jello Biafra.
He's a guard. He's one of the people that started us.
Yeah,
yes, he was
very,
a very big inspiration.
Very huge inspiration for myself as well, Sim.
Yep. So here
he's got some wacky ideas.
He does.
I love him.
But, hey.
Oh, he's way out of hand
he's
on a couple
crazy.
Of things.
Hell, he won't even sign Palm Pilots.
But at least you know what he stands for, eh?
Oh, he did? Oh, yeah. Signed of.
Yeah. He signed
No, that's his autograph. I've seen scans of his real autograph. That's what it looks like.
He really signed it.
Yeah, Nightshade got an autograph, and it's just as messy as the Palm Pilot
yeah,
one.
Yeah, he's all fucked up on his autograph.
Okay. I stand correct.
Well, when you sign a billion of them, your signature goes to crap pretty quick.
Throw your own feces at the wall. Okay.
So if anybody hears this from, most people know it from Ice-T's album, but it was actually from Jello Biafra's album, and then he put some music behind
Alternative it. Alternative Tentacles, buy everything on that label.
Yep, goes straight to him, straight to Jello.
So, like, and the guy is, I mean, he's fighting a good fight.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I back Jello.
Do we want to endorse purchasing Dead Kennedys albums anymore, or do the band...
anything with an Alternative Tentacles label.
Yeah, Jello gets money from it, he manages his stuff.
Okay.
He'll take care of the money.
So we endorse Alternative
Tentacles.
Didn't
he sue himself as part of a joke? That was
no,
brilliant.
I got that off a news group and put it in my fridge. Jello sues himself. Goes back in time and, oh, it's
everybody's hilarious. Doing it.
Yeah, his old bandmates sued him for not getting enough money or some crap.
Yeah, because he told Levi's
to
go fuck himself.
Yeah, Jello said...
Levi's.
Yeah, Levi's wanted to use Holiday in Cambodia.
In a Levi's ad.
Which blows my mind.
Which
Holiday in Cambodia? It's a good song.
Have you listened to the lyrics lately?
Obviously, they're just using the instrumental part of it.
I don't really know what they're doing, but I guess they're trying to get like back to the grassroots.
You have to remember that Microsoft wanted to use REM's "It's the End of the World as We Know It" as their song for Windows 95.
Really?
Really?
Yes.
How appropriate is that?
That'd be too good.
I wish we had the web camera pointed at your face when she said that, because that was the most brilliant expression I've ever said
just
you've got to be fucking with me.
Oh, it's brutal. It's brutal, you know? And then Jello told Sim and I actually managed to sit down across and, we sat down and talked with Jello. It was very cool. Who recently ran for president.
Didn't make it, but...
And I asked him, I said, you know, Jello, honestly, you know, Levi's, okay, they were probably talking about some big money here, right? I mean, I don't want to know, but I mean, I'm sure that's big money. And Jello looked at me and he said, yeah, but I don't want Levi's money. Fuck Levi's! And I'm like, you just said no to a lot of money to stay cool with ideas. You are a fucking god.
Yeah.
That's very cool that you did that.
Maybe a lot of people walk the walk, but not a lot of people
here's
walk.
A
lot of people talk about not a lot of people walk the walk.
Here's a ton of cash for an old song. You're in legal trouble. You just got defeated in court. Here's some cash. Would you like it? And he says no.
No, go fuck you. You know?
And the reason most people haven't sold out is because nobody's buying.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the case of somebody who was offering him a truckload of money. He said, fuck you.
Let's face facts. I mean, most of us here in this room, we have ideals and everything, but we would pretty much blow a dead goat for enough cash, okay?
There's a limit. I mean, granted, there's some things that you'll sell out on. You know what I mean? There are things like if I said, like right now, I'm trying to stay off Dr. Pepper. You know, depending on the next 15 minutes, I might break down and drink one. You know?
A major ethical
dilemma.
Victory.
Okay. You know, versus, you know, how much would you have to pay me to sleep with another woman other than my wife? Right? Yeah. There's a, whoa, where did that
There's
come
from? There's a
whoa
question,
a book,
huh?
There is a book that I saw, and I wished I'd bought a copy, but it
Where's
was,
Mr. Hobbes
it was
here?
A book about, they'd done surveys with a couple hundred men and women, and ask them these questions. How much money would it take for you to have sex with a prostitute? Have sex with a prostitute which could be infected with AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
Have sex with a prostitute who could be infected with AIDS and has a large festering sore on her genitalia.
Oh.
So they did
questions
breakdowns
like this.
Of
yes.
statistics and
yeah,
stuff like that?
Yeah, statistic breakdowns. Oh, and sort of assessing the difference between the sort of the men and the women. What they're sort of...
Depressingly
you know
low
what,
numbers.
Do you know what that's actually a testament of? You know what that's a testament of? That is a testament breakdown right now of consumerism programming done by the media. That's exactly what that is. How much money would it take for you to cheat on your wife? I won't cheat on my wife. I'll pay you $15 million. Hey, go fuck a wall. As a matter of fact, I'm going to beat the shit out of you just for suggesting it to me. You know? I had a person Well, I'm not sure, but I had a person approach me, you know, to do some really sick shit over the years. I've had people approach me to run, like, drug houses. I've had people approach me to go, and I was approached once to go down to South America and be part of a death squad for children at $50 a head.
Back when you were still...
Back when I was that kind of a guy.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you were just getting out of the armed forces.
No, I was in the army at that time.
You were in the army,
They were going on leave. They were going down there to make money, and these guys made big bucks. And you have to kind of step back and go, wait a minute, what the fuck? You know, money is not everything, because if you go everywhere, it's like that little short video you can find on, I think, Ad Critic, or where is it, the one that's More.
More. That's on the Sci-Fi Channel, the exposure section.
The exposure section of the Sci-Fi Channel, somebody trying to throw that up in the IRC. Okay, it's a video called More, music from New Order, and it's about a guy, it's a brilliant little video, and it's about the fire going out inside of people. You know, and eventually, if you sell out hard enough, you don't even know who the fuck you are anymore. You don't even know who the fuck you are. What do
you'll do anything for money.
You'll do anything for money. I'm a pimp.
People dictate what you do.
You know, I will suck cock for enough cash. Yep. Fuck that.
The URL's real simple. It's www.sci-fi.com.
Oh, yeah, really?
You figure it out from there. Watch the video More. It's the top-rated one in there.
It's brilliant.
It's really good.
Fucking amazing.
Should we put the rant on right now?
Sure.
Oh, it's coming.
Oh, yeah, while you're at it, check out Bjork's All Is Full of Love video.
Very automated. Anyway, so.
Always full of love.
World's most expensive marital aid. Okay. All right.
Okay, this is the jail bath for takeoff thing. The internet is now under martial law. And Sean's rant on forced vegan. Here it is on Rant Radio on What the Hell.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. The internet is now under martial law. All browsing rights have been suspended. Stay off your computers. Do not attempt to download MP3s, pirated software, or ripped movies before they're out in the theaters. Shut up! Do not attempt to register some company sucks.com or lawsuits may occur. Stay off your friends' FTP sites. Do not use any unsanctioned software. Anyone caught using Napster will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. The Microsoft Piracy Police will be by to inspect your hard drives in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the inspection of hard drives will be shot. Stay off your computers. Remain calm. The number one enemy of the internet is non-conformity. Multinational corporations' profits are more important than individual will. All servers running on Microsoft products will remain operational. No more than two people may gather in an IRC or ICQ chat room without permission. Use only the software sanctioned by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Leave webcams on at all times. The security you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, the internet is safe to browse again.
A lot of people have been concerned about the direction of the cult organization. The group of individuals who call themselves Kennedy's Uber Elite Terrorists. So I'd like to take this opportunity to dispel any perhaps misconceived notions that some may have about cult. Cult is not about violence. Cult believes in tolerance of other people, even though they may be pinheads. At no time would any cult member ever do anything that could be considered to be violent. We are a peaceful people. We have no time for abuse. We have no time for people who would hurt another. In our heart of hearts, we are truly not militant. But we would like to be recognized as peaceful and loving people. The kind of people you want next door. The kind of people that are in your neighborhood. Your children are in cults. You should love us. We're the people who will inevitably be the future. We will eventually take over and bring the world to a kinder, gentler, happier place. This is the dream of cults, and this is where cults will come. You cannot stop cults.
cult is like love. It spreads like a neurotic virus. We're everywhere. We're in your homes. We're in your school. We're at your place of work. We guard you while you sleep. We are the good friends. We are the ones who look after you when you get old. We're the ones who will keep you safe. Think of us as your friends. Think of us as cults. Think of us. And know that we're always watching you.
It's time for another rant. Get ready to listen to Sean Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
Okay, everybody knows that Tim's a vegetarian, right? Everybody's well aware of the fact that Smearing is a vegetarian. Now, that's his choice. He's a vegan, okay? He doesn't eat meat, doesn't do any of that shit. But you know what? You know why he's a vegan? You ever wonder why these people are vegans? You know why they go that route? I'll tell you why. Because they managed to do a little bit of reasoning and found out how toxic meat has become. Notice how I said how toxic meat has become, not how toxic meat is. Didn't used to be like this, okay? You used to be able to eat a steak and you'd be fine. But now they're putting so much toxins and so much shit into food, it's fucking believable, okay? They're sitting there and they've corrupted food. What did you do to my steak? Why can't I eat a fucking steak anymore without having to ingest toxins and hormones and chemicals and growth pills and shit that you do? Why the fuck have I gotta wash my fruit before I eat it? Why is there pesticide everywhere? Why are you forcing people to become vegans? I don't wanna be a vegan. I rather like the taste of meat. But Jesus Christ, do some reading. Find out what they're putting in the meat. Find out the growth hormones they're putting in. I don't know about you, but 14-year-old girls didn't look like they look like now when I was a fucking kid. I tell you that. You got kids walking around out there with tits bigger than fucking Dolly Parton, and they're 12 for fuck's sakes. How does that work? Does it have anything to do with our diet, perhaps? Does it have anything to do with the fact that they're jacking up the populace with different types of hormones and chemicals and drugs, which we are ingesting through meat? Is that possible? Look, I'm right in there with the next guy. Pass me my fucking steak and my barbecue sauce. I'm a rib fiend. But Jesus Christ, if it's a choice between having to poison my body through toxic chemicals that corporations are putting in there and not, now I'm really pissed off because I'm being forced to be a vegan because I don't want to have to eat the toxic food. Don't believe me? Think it's wrong? Investigate it yourself. Check it out. Find out what they're jacking up meat with. Find out what they're jacking up poultry with. Find out and see, like, you know, when they're processing food and stuff, why they just okay animals that should be condemned anyway. It's not like it was when you were kids, man. It's not like it was when your parents were kids where meat was safe. Meat is no longer safe because it's shot full of fucking toxins. Find out about it. I hate being a vegan, but I guess that might be the route I might have to go. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
The situations and characterizations on this show are fictitious. Any transmission, reproduction, or rebroadcast of this show without express permission is prohibited. Theft of comedy material is a crime punishable by not less than 15 years in a federal penitentiary. Good night.
We are back.
Yes. Community gardens?
Yeah. Community cult gardens.
Cult gardens.
There you go.
Okay, we're starting to sound way too heavy. Fuck that.
We can all sit in a circle around the fire and sing Kumbaya.
This is our mother.
The cult.
Think of it this way. Think of it this way.
We've already got the brand.
Sufficiency.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I'm all
thinking
over
Apocalypse
that.
Now okay. With the machetes, actually. That could be.
I got a better idea. Why don't we just get on motorcycles and ride around and raid different farms?
Let other people grow it for us.
I can be Wes.
You know, I can see how some people's visions get horribly, horribly corrupted.
About to set them straight, Sean.
Suddenly, I feel sort of a kinship with Nietzsche.
Just walk away from the greenhouse. Walk away, and there'll be no more bloodshed.
Alrighty.
Dak has a story.
Yes. Is this a gross hospital story?
No, not a gross hospital story. Your old Uncle Dak became an asshole this week. This is another transit story. This is another
tales of
the loser cruiser. Well. Last week, my life went to shit. My girlfriend, as you might remember, disappeared for 4 days after getting out of the loony bin.
Oh, did she come back?
Oh, yeah. No, she was home that time. She just didn't want to talk.
Oh, okay.
You know, Dak, dump the crazy bit.
You know, I was talking...
Nice, safe,
No,
nice,
you don't understand.
Non-committed, fucking, non-certified women.
No, sane woman will date me. You know why I'm saying that? Because I've never dated a woman who wasn't insane.
You know, there's a, just before you get on with this story, There is a character class in a game called Deadlands, which is Grim Servant of Death.
Yep. And you fall directly into
death,
that.
Which is, even though you're a big guy and a badass, people just start shit with you.
Yeah.
And I was thinking this the other day, and you actually have the curse of Grim Servant of Death.
Dak, the Grim Servant of Death.
I think from now on we should have that as a trailer, rather than Prophet. It's G-Sod Uncle Dak.
Uncle Dak throws the smackdown on a mass transit tire tube.
I mean, it's just fucking rude. I mean, it's Uncle Dak, Grim Servant of Death. Because that's exactly... Go to the fucking page, man, and just check it out. It's crazy. It's crazy. Anyway, go on with your story. This is nuts.
I get on the train. I run up the stairs. And my Walkman dies. And I'm thinking, no, must have music. must have music.
Must walk out society.
I don't want to listen to the inane conversations of the little fucking crack monkeys I have to ride with. So I check out my Walkman, and it's, oh, good. It's just my batteries. My batteries are dead. Okay, I have
more. Can we switch to radio?
I have more batteries.
Oh.
I have more batteries in my bag. I'll look for them. Where are my batteries? I can't find my batteries. Well... After I stop sobbing.
At this point, I would like you to draw the parallel between Smeagol in The Lord of the Rings. My precious, it was my birthday present. The sun, it burns us. Yeah.
If you're playing CDs or tapes, you can switch it over to radio and get a couple more hours.
No. I just have a CD Walkman.
Okay.
I have a Discman. I have my Discman.
Wow, that's a switch. I can switch from my CDs to the radio.
Or nothing.
Wow.
I have a rule. I don't listen to commercial radio. I've had that rule for 10 years now, and
there
I'm keeping
go.
It.
Or you can listen to
it's a good rule. We need rant radio on the radio airwaves.
So, right at the next stop, three kids get on the train. Now they're about 17, 18 years old, and they're very fucking drunk. And I have two drunk ones who are staggering there, who are yelling and being loud and sitting down. Now they don't really bother me. It's the one that's fucking climbing over everything, like he was a friggin' chimpanzee that somebody let out of the friggin' cage.
Uh-huh.
So I'm getting annoyed with them. And they're going on, and they're proceeding to tell how they just kicked the crap out of somebody, and they regale themselves for, like, 10 fucking minutes. Going on, saying, well, you see where we held him down? We kicked in his head, man. It was so cool, huh? And they're going on and going on. And I'm getting angrier and angrier and angrier. And then... then they say the line which I am going to remember for a very long time. Hey, I know, we should get into another fight. Yeah, we should kick the crap out of somebody on the train. And something broke in my brain, and I literally heard a pop. And I took my Walkman, which I was still holding, hoping somehow maybe I could get, you know, another second of juice out of it or something.
Bus monkey, somebody said.
Bus monkey, yes, a bus monkey.
Actually, what you need to do here is, as he's looking at the Walkman, we shot cut to the last scene in Shaka Zulu, where Shaka Zulu is swearing all the medicine over his dying mother, and then shot cut back to Uncle Dak in the train holding the Walkman.
So I wrap the cord up around my Walkman, and I put it in my bag. And I take my glasses off, and I put them in my bag. And I walk up behind this
the
kid.
Glasses come off.
I walk up behind...
Don't make me take off my glasses.
I did. He made me take off my glasses. I walk up behind this kid, and I'm just standing there, and he's not doing anything. He's just continuing to go on and just shout and scream at his friends. And his friends are looking at me, and they're not saying anything, and I'm confused. I was going to do is, if you want to get into a fight, why don't you try me? I was just going to try to intimidate them by just being a verbal bully. That was my plan.
You big bully.
I'm sorry, I did. I told you. I turned into an asshole. I had a crappy week. I did not want them to be there. I didn't want to go to work. I hate being on the friggin'. I have more stress in my life than you guys want to know about. Okay, and this is how I deal with my stresses, by making people who annoy me go away.
It's kind of bullying.
So I'm standing behind this kid, and he's not paying attention. That bothered me, too, a little
bit. Kind of like one of those scenes in one of those Warner Brothers cartoons, when Tweety Bird is just metamorphosized into Jekyll and Hyde Bird.
And
Sylvester hasn't quite noticed this yet. He reaches back, all of a sudden, something big behind him. Wait a minute.
A little too big.
Oh, shit, I'm fucked.
I don't understand. It's so hot in here. I don't understand. I just get this hot draft down the back of my neck.
So, I reached down. I grabbed him. The doors were open. I tossed him out. The kid got back up real fast. I have to admit, I was impressed. For somebody that drunk to jump back onto his feet and come running back at me, that was pretty impressive. I lifted my foot and caught him right in the chest. He fell down, held his chest, and if I could not have timed this if I had been the director of a movie better.
Right,
yeah, exactly. Right at that point, you hear that little chime and the doors close. And I turn back and I look at his two friends who are still sitting there. They're actually now sitting up as opposed to sprawling out. And they're looking at me with these mouths gaped open, and I went, anyone else? And they didn't say anything. No, there was no one else on the train but me and these three kids. And
they're like, oh, let's beat up someone else on this train. So
they said that. Let's beat up someone else on this train, and you're the only one.
Yes.
I get it.
Okay.
So I go back, and I sit down, and I smile at them. I just sit there, and I keep smiling at them. The train gets to the next stop, and they both get off. And I kind of went, you know, that felt good. I was a real shitty thing to do because the kid hadn't actually done anything to me, but God, did it feel good. So I decided.
He did technically threaten you by saying they should beat someone else up.
Yeah.
And you're the only one trained.
Oh, great, guys. Thanks for the rationalization.
Did Dak need it?
It's Uncle Dak striking in the name of justice.
That's right.
Dak didn't believe it when he told it to himself. I don't think it's going to help if we don't.
No, it was a preemptive strike.
So I have now decided.
The United States government.
I am now known as
it was a
Uncle.
Perfect exercise of lap gauche.
Kill
them before they become a threat.
Actually, your official title has been bequeathed to you as
Night Dak.
Night Dak.
Grim Server of Death.
Grim Servant of Death.
No, yeah. I'm sorry. From now on, I am your Uncle Dak, your asshole for justice.
Oh my God!
I'm sorry. No, I realized I was just in a bad mood. It had nothing to do with anything else other than I was in a bad mood and this kid was annoying me. That's what it was. That's what it all came down to. I admit it. I was an asshole.
Frankly, I think that anybody who openly admits to beating the crap out of some random stranger pretty much deserves to get their ass beaten up. I'm sorry.
So that was my week. That was last week. This week I've had actually a pretty quiet one, other than I worked my fucking butt off.
Well, that's okay.
That's okay.
That's fine.
So as you notice, it's 11 o'clock and we're not getting off the air. That's right. We're gonna go for another hour.
So we're gonna.
You know why we're doing this, folks? Because we hate you on the East Coast.
That's right.
We want you to stay up till 3 a.m.
And you know you will.
And he'll be in there. It'll be like the beginning scene in Fight Club. You know,
you
can't sleep.
Everything's
kind
of
slow. Because tomorrow at school, all your friends will be. Did you hear the last hour on What the Hell? It was amazing.
It was amazing.
Did you hear it?
And you gotta say, the Tonight Show has been fucking deadly. We've been just on fire tonight. Tonight has been a good fucking show, eh? And there's more to come. We still got Tales from the Street and Gross Hospital Stories.
You know, if you turn off right now, your next day, your friends are going to be saying shit. It was amazing. It was fucking incredible. Sean channeled the spirit of Jesus. It was
just like one of those times. 15 more minutes and I'll download the new Sylvia Saint video. Just 15 more minutes.
I'm getting sleepy.
We're doing things with Meccano and farm animals.
Ew. Meccano.
Oh, you've seen it. Right, time for another rant.
Okay, everyone, shut your microphones off. It's time for another rant. This is Sean Kennedy talking about littering. Turn off your fucking mics. Okay. This is Sean Kennedy. We talked about littering, and then we're going to open the phone lines for all you people that are lighting up the phone right now, and I'm not answering. That's because we're doing things.
Until then.
But we will open up the phone lines for approximately about a half an hour or so. Whatever.
Until then, don't you go a-changing.
Don't go flicking channels.
Don't go flicking channels, because everybody else sucks ass.
It's time for another rant. Get ready to listen to Sean Kennedy. That cult. Weird. For more info on cult and Sean Kennedy, email. Join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
Solution time. Yes, I think I have a solution to one of the major problems that have happened here. I don't know what's happening down in the United States, but let me tell you about something that's happened up here. What's happened up here is that they've lowered the return rate of pop bottles and cans. It used to be that for some pop bottles, you used to be able to get 10 cents back. Now you only get 5 cents back. I don't know if that happened in the States, but I've been thinking about this a lot. You're hearing a lot of, you know, reduce, reuse, recycle, reload, all the other kind of bullshit that they rehash and feed you, okay? Now, granted, recycling is very, very important. But the reason why they're pushing it is not because they want to save the environment. The reason why they're pushing it is because it saves corporations money when they can use recycled goods. So you know what I say? If you want to help people while doing recycling, you want to make sure that you recycle, and it's a bitch carrying pop cans home, throw them out of your car. Throw pop cans and pop bottles, throw them into the street. By all means, leave them by dumpsters. Don't throw them in the trash. Leave them beside the trash. Let's be real. You don't need the $1.25, okay? But there's lots of fucking homeless people, to the token of about 400,000 homeless people across the United States, and that's just the registered numbers, who need the fucking cash. If you buy yourself a can of fucking pop or whatever, and you drink a fucking thing, toss the can out the window. Who gives a shit? There's people walking around everywhere picking up these cans and using it to buy bread and food and fucking trying to stay alive in day-to-day life. You want to recycle? Great! Right on! Do your part. But if you're drinking pop cans and pop bottles, let's help some poor unfortunate son of a bitch who's mumbling to himself and is probably crazy because his medical system failed him, because everybody else failed him, and because, well, our government failed him, and indirectly that means that, well, we failed him. But that's okay, because we're going to bring about change. But in the meantime, in between time, grassroots shit, you drink a pop bottle, you drink pop can, leave it on the side of the fucking road and let somebody pick it up who needs it. My name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Have you got something you've got to get off your chest? You can call the What the Hell Show toll free right now at 1-877-STAY-RAND or 1-877-729-7268, baby.
Welcome back to the show. The phone lines are open.
So call
and now.
Now
you can call in and we'll have the next 10 minutes of silence and the phone won't ring since it's been ringing all night off.
So somebody can call. If you're going to call
you're allowed now.
It's time for What the Hell. Sort yourself out. Call in with whatever the hell it is you want.
Your problems, your dilemmas,
your advice.
Ask us. We're
what you
like,
had for breakfast.
We're we're channeling a wireless spirit now.
We're kind of like Ann Landers with a gun.
Hi, you're on What the Hell. Who's this?
Hey, it's Simplex.
Hey, Simplex.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. Hey, I have to admit, I haven't really caught your show in the past few weeks you guys have been doing it, but I'm glad to be back. I'm going to be here listening every week.
Excellent. Another converted person.
And by the way, when are we going to be on?
Next week. What time are we going to be on next week?
Well, I'll just check your beautiful, well-done website for information.
I guess I better update that then, eh?
Ask them to talk to the guy who's doing promotion for the site, you know, who's kind of like getting it out there. They'll take care of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's going to be next week, just so you know, it's going to be at 6, from 6 till 9, our time, so it's 3 hours earlier.
I know, I'm just fucking with you guys.
All right, well, that's cool. So, what did you do? Do you have anything you want to say, or you just want to say that you're enjoying the show?
I'm enjoying the show. You guys fucking kick ass, you know. At first, by looking at some of the stuff you guys are doing on the cult site and everything, I was kind of skeptical, but listening to you guys talk, stuff like that, you make a lot of fucking sense. And down here in Los Angeles, I got a lot of friends who make good deckers and make good profits, and I'm going to go ahead and tell about it.
Hey, the secret to success is surrounding yourself with people better than you, and that's not very hard sometimes when you're dealing with me. So, hey, I'm all for it.
Whoa, Sean, big ego there.
Hey,
I'm the guy who's lower key. Everyone in cults got way more talent than I do. You know what I'm saying? No, yeah, no, don't think it that way.
I was thinking the other way. Well, just surround yourself with me. I'm the best.
Yeah, I'm the best. Look at me. My sunshine's out my ass. No, but that's very cool, man. That's very cool. And how are you finding? How are you finding the ideas and shit? How's your circle of friends finding the concepts of Rant Radio and Cult?
They think it's fucking. It's great, man. I mean, I've been talking to people about it. I already have. You know, maybe there's 4 or 5 people right now listening that just are too lame to think IRC is kind of like fucking. You know, there's gonna be a bunch of lamers in there.
It's slowly. It builds up. It's an addiction. You know,
they're missing half the show if they're not in the IRC.
Yeah, if you're not on the IRC, you miss some of the best part that goes on.
It's very, very funny stuff these people are typing in. It's in the Other Side network in the Rant Radio channel.
That's absolutely true. Okay, man, anything else you want to say?
I just have to say, what the fucking hell? You're the fucking man, Sean.
Attaboy.
Absolutely.
There we go.
All right. So, once again, how are, if people are in the IRC or not in the IRC, how do they get there?
They can go two ways. Get themselves at MIRC, www.mirc.com. Download that, install that, and go to the Other Side Networks in the Rant Radio Channel. No spaces.
Go to the other side.
Go to the other side. Or they can go to the webpage and click on chat. And use the simple JavaScript.
Oh, all right.
If they're brave enough.
If they're brave enough, it looks
Hi,
like
Hi, you're
shit.
On Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Plutonium.
Hey Plutonium. How you doing, buddy?
Not bad. Yourself?
Pretty good. Pretty good, all things considered. I mean, what do you want? It's what the hell. It's my hour of power. What's going on?
I just wanted to tell a little story involving a couple of cult members.
Let's hear it.
Is this a good story or is this a flame story?
It's an all right story.
Okay. Is this going to be something I'm going to be happy about?
Pardon?
Is this going to be something I'm going to be happy about?
I don't know. You might laugh.
Okay, I just...
Good enough.
Okay, cool. What's up?
All right, so me and Half-Elf, she's my sister.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, we're at a family reunion yesterday, right?
Okay.
And, you know, we don't know many of the people. And we meet this one guy. He's one of the older guys, right?
Uh-huh.
And he talks to me. He says, oh, yeah, so who are you? I say, I'm James. And then he looks over at Half-Elf and says, well, who's this guy? And I'm like... That's my sister.
Who's this guy?
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen Half-Elf. She's, like, very feminine. Like, she's not easily confused with a male.
Yeah, I know. That's why it was so weird, you know? It must be the hair or something. You know, those old people just...
What was he? She got, like, short hair or something?
No, she's a very beautiful girl, actually. I've seen photos of her. Because she had some shots up. She's on the members page.
I know.
We're talking
about Half-Elf. I have seen pictures of her.
Virgin, you know?
Yeah. So, anyway, what happened next?
Oh, that's about it. Me and Half-Elf just kind of laughed at him and, you know, walked away.
You should have climbed aboard this guy. It doesn't matter if he's family.
I mean, you know, it's really hard, you know, sit down for dinner later when you're up to your elbows in some relative's intestines. Well, but still, that would piss me off too, man. But that's all cool. So where are you guys out of? Like, what's your city state area?
We're in Airdrie, just north of Calgary.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
So you got the Canadian content going on there. How's Cult doing out there? Are you talking to people or what?
Let's see. I guess the other closest Cult members is you guys in BC.
Yeah, pretty much. And we got lots of people showing up in Victoria. We got lots of people coming right across the line.
Saskatchewan. You know, Buck and Rancid Girl.
Oh yeah, all those guys. Rancid Girl is awesome, and we got like we've got another 22 members that I'm going to be posting tomorrow all over the world, so
everyone can find who they're closest to.
And eventually, the meetings are going to become more and more regular. That's all going to be put out in the Virus Manifesto. Thanks for calling in, buddy. Say what the hell?
What the hell?
Right on.
All right, the Virus Manifesto.
The Virus Manifesto.
What's that?
The Virus Manifesto is the manifesto of Cult. Now, everyone's been on me lately. Sean, when's the Virus Manifesto getting done?
It's been a week.
Sean, when's the Virus Manifesto getting done? This is a book, fuckhead. Back off.
It's not a rant.
All right? This is not a rant. I can't crank this shit out.
And it don't write itself.
Okay? I got to sit down and fucking do this. Meanwhile, you know, and it's
remember,
just,
you don't have a life. I had at least 3 years in prison to get Mein Kampf out.
Yeah. No, seriously, it took me 5 years to write The Bloodstained Rabbit, okay? Like, and that's a horrid piece of shit. So,
hey, I liked it.
Yeah.
Well, I liked
I
it,
I loved
too.
It. I appeared in it.
Yeah. That's true. Most of the Rant Radio crew is actually in the book, The Bloodstained Rabbit. Anyway, more on Virus Manifesto after this.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, this is Storm Zero. What's up?
What's up, Storm Zero? How you doing, buddy?
Not much. You know, I've just been hanging out. I was actually wondering about that Nidus project because you kind of, like, mentioned it, but, like, I haven't heard much except from ATOC, and he hasn't been talking much about that either.
What project?
The Nidus Project.
Nidus?
The Nidus Project. What the Nidus Project is it's completely something that's under Gargoyle Apoc's control. Gargoyle Apoc has been working with Hungan Enki concerning the Nidus Project. The Nidus Project is something that's going to promote a lot of community for Cult. It's going to have some a lot more resources for Cult members to use. I'm not really at liberty to say right now because it's not really my brainchild, and I don't know how APOC's running it, and he wants to kind of keep it under wraps so that when he pulls the veil away, we got something really impressive to show you guys. But
is it secret? Or
It's not really secret as such. It's just he doesn't really want to make it public, and it's not my thing, and it's something that he's been running around with, and Enki's been working with him on. And when we talk about it a lot, we don't want to let people down if things don't come to pass or whatever. So it's just something we've been working on. It's an ongoing project. On the new cult page, however, on the new cult page, which is going to be going up, we're going to be having a calendar on there, which is going to show upcoming cult events, as well as milestones, which show things that have happened in cult meetings, like the meeting between Skip and Pele, and all these different things, as well as cult projects, so that you can go to the project section, see the projects that are undergoing, and you can see if you have any skills that are applicable to that project so you can get involved with the project. And this is all coming on the new cult page.
Hey, is that the one that's green outside of, like, cult.org?
That's right. That's going to be the new page. It's not done yet, though. Enki's still working furiously on it, so it's something that's in the works as we speak.
That's pretty sexy from what I saw, though. I really like that Flash thing, too.
Yeah, Enki has been pretty fucking amazing. And between him and Quoth, the animations that Quoth has been doing is fucking amazing.
The two of them are fucking artists. I mean, Jesus, they friggin' walk on water. It's amazing.
It's very, very cool. So I hope that answers your question a little bit.
Yeah, another question. When's the new RAN radio site probably going to be coming out?
That's a good question, Sim.
Well, I've got the design in. I have to learn some PHP 3 to convert it over and make it look all nice, but it's very simple PHP 3 that I have to do. But it's pretty much the design's ready to go up, and I just have to convert the pages over, which is not a whole lot of work, but I just got to sit down and do it.
Yeah.
And I don't have a lot of time. But maybe 2 weeks? Maybe.
Sounds like plan.
Yep.
So that's very, very cool. So anything else?
That's about it. What the hell?
Attaboy.
Excellent. Somebody said, is Dak the trucker in the Bloodstained
yes,
Rabbit?
Yes, Dak is the trucker in the Bloodstained Rabbit, if anyone wants to know.
And somebody said, the Bloodstained Rabbit is insane.
It is insane. Well, it's kind of an interesting book. I actually started on a second book called Abaddon, which is all about what happens to you after you die. Because when I was younger, I actually did a whole lot of studies in occult stuff. You'd never know it, but it's true. I mean, I've got a head full of all this useless information, so if any major demons were to appear, I'd probably recognize their names, which is, I suppose, quasi-handy in a Call of Cthulhu world.
Speaking of demons, for anyone who lives in the lower mainland area of Vancouver, B.C.,
Much. M&M,
we can't
what,
hear
what, 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 what? No, tell me. What?
Fuck ass at the cult.org.
Guess playing at China Beach on what?
Woohoo!
17th.
17th!
Cool. Yes.
Darkest of the Hillside Thickets.
Yes, the Call of Cthulhu band, Darkest of the Hillside Thickets.
When are they playing when on the 17th?
17th, China Beach, 2 blocks from here. Yeah, baby, it's all good. Oh, whatever.
I don't know, whatever.
$5, $10
a door. You should have that vehicle.
I want to go. I actually want to go. I've been trying.
Sure, we'll post it. We'll
they're
post,
sexy.
We'll post it on the site.
And their album should be out, so I'm going to buy it there.
It's very fun.
They dress up in cool costumes and they dance around.
As the Darkest of the Hillside Tickets are, I'm not a huge fan of theirs, but it is cool. It is cool. And I like some of their songs, so it's pretty cool.
If you live around here, go to it.
Yeah, they're very good live.
Then they're playing at the Starfish Room the day after.
Ooh,
which is even better, but this is 2 blocks. So it's nice.
China Beach sucks. It's like, you know,
we interviewed them on the station.
I have had to, no lie, clean up after China Beach at the hospital more fucking times than I want to ever remember.
Uh-huh.
If I got somebody plot, who'd had the crap kicked out of them by a bouncer, mm-hmm. it was from China Beach. I could fucking guarantee it.
All right. New caller. Who's this?
Hi, Iron Ram Radio. Who's this?
Zombie. I got a question.
All right, okay. Zombie. Last call of the night for you, buds. What's your question?
No, I'm trying to work on the graffiti thing.
Okay.
About the cult K.
Uh-huh.
Change that around, you know?
Well, the cult K is kind of sacred. If you can, if you could always do a big K and whatever. I mean, there's no real rules. I mean, Fork was the guy. Actually, no, Shazbort was the guy who originally did up the
K, cult, yes. K,
which is actually Zero Store. But the cult K, you can put the K wherever you want, but it's important that the website's there, and you could do like some of the symbols. The symbols are going to be changing. The symbol for Clan Flesh Tripper is changing, and I've been really tearing at this, but the symbol for Clan Flesh Tripper is going to be changing. I've talked with Pork. I've talked with all the parties.
Pork?
I've talked with Pork. I talked with the pig.
Porking Fork? What?
I've talked with Prophet Fork.
Is this like the end of like...
And the Clan Flesh Tripper logo is going to be changing. That is the only one that will ever change. So if anyone ever comes to me with another fucking logo change, I'm going to tell them to pound sand up their ass. Okay?
So it'd be better off for me just to wait for everything? Just
no, you can go do graffiti. Just don't do the logos.
Okay, just not do the logo. All right.
Alrighty.
I'm like trying to practice on the cam. Like, it's screwing up here.
That's okay. Just
everything else, pat down there. But.
Keep trying. We believe in you. So what the hell, buddy?
Alright, see ya. What the hell?
Right on. Okay.
Like any graffiti artist can spray often and spray everywhere.
Spray often.
Those damn K's, they're like really hard.
Just like a cat, you know. Anyway,
straight line and the other two lines?
No, it means brutal. A cult K because a cult K's got all the fucking lines on it and it's curved and shit.
All ripply and stuff.
I imagine it would probably be kind of a bitch to spray paint.
Just spray paint that?
Can't hear you.
Now here's something frightening for spray.
Can't hear you.
Get a stencil.
There you go, dude. There you over go. And over and over and over again.
Get a stencil.
Cut it out first at home.
Get a big huge rubber stamp.
Get
a big rubber stamp on a broomstick.
On the ceilings of your school.
More on the Virus Manifesto. The Virus Manifesto will be out. I've got to do a lot of work on this thing because ideally what it's going to be is it's going to be like the email that gets sent to you, only bigger and better and stronger and faster. It's going to be...
You can worship it, learn it line for line.
Yeah, I'm going to have guidelines in there for what... If you want to be a hardcore cult member, things you can do. If you want to be involved with...
Sumerian 516.
You know, all the rest of it. There's all kinds of shit you can do in there. As well as the outline rules for the mosque, the projects that are coming up, the actual concrete plans for when you are going to be asked to send in some bucks, what you will get for your cash, that kind of a thing for when cult goes into the hardcore. Okay? So that's all going to be coming out. We'd like to get it out within the next couple of months. All right? So... Don't hassle me about it. It's in the mail because I don't want to give you guys a shit product, all right? And we're going to be bouncing it through some key members so that they can read it and get some feedback so I make sure that I don't turn out some piece of crap, all right? But by the time this thing's done, it'll be set up so that no matter what happens, if I get shot, pissed on, whatever, somebody else will be able to pick up the ball and start cult again from scratch, even if need be.
Yeah, Zombie's the new leader.
Yeah, Zombie will take over.
Zombie will take over, so you don't want Kennedy shot.
Yeah.
Okay?
Keep me alive, or Zombie's in charge, okay?
There's your incentive. You want incentive?
That's kind of like the Dan Quayle option, isn't it?
Thank you.
George Sean's running mate.
That was the first thing came to my mind, man.
Sean's running mate, Zombie.
Oh,
so Zombie, if you're in the IRC, smell potato.
How many E's are in potato? Okay.
Oh, alrighty. So, who else is going to call in here? We still got some time here. Who's going to call
in? Some time left.
Why don't we get Ronan Medic in here? And
all right, I'll go. You know, somebody call in. I'm going to go find Ronan.
Talking his mouth off in the other room, so...
Medic.
Don't yell. My neighbors are mad enough already. Next week, they will be very, very happy with us that we're moving the times. They put up with this for a year and a half. They will put up
right
no more.
Right at dinner time.
Right at dinner time, they can hear us screaming. No. One person, like a year ago, yelled up, when are you guys getting done? It's like, oh, pretty soon. It's this guy with his shirt off. He's like, was my downstairs neighbor guy.
If we were getting done, it'd be a whole different series of noises.
I told you.
Maybe.
Why didn't you let me go talk to him?
Oh, that was a long time ago.
I know. Do you remember?
Were you there?
I was there, and I said, let me go talk to him.
He's like, no, I like living here.
No.
Nobody's made...
It's all good.
It was nice and calm before, about a year ago. Now it's kind of militant, and they're hearing. They probably hear us and go, I'm not going up there. You go up there. I'm not fucking going up there. You hear what they're saying? They kill us.
They got shovels and shit. All right, let's. Do we got the promo queued up here?
It will be in very short order here.
Three, two,
one. Shut up. Don't fucking count.
Good night. Ding, 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 ding. It's supposed to be labeled really good.
Okay, well, that works.
There it is. Okay.
That was scary.
Call 911! You can live with a squeegee. It's running Medic's tails from the street.
Good evening, everyone out there in Rant Radio Land. This is Ronan Medic coming once again with Tales from the Street. This particular story I happen to be relaying off to all of you is
I'm putting it out to Dedication for Americans for Purity.
There you go.
Woohoo!
Yep. Have you been hammering out around for them?
they're once every morning in the shower. Oh, Americans for Purity. There you go. Just for you.
Have some, Al. Have some of that, Al.
There's a visual. I have an extra toothbrush if you'd like to use it.
All over my own body.
Oh, my God. There's a visual. Okay. Moving right the fuck along.
But no, actually, ironically enough, this story semi-supports Americans for Purity. Yes, that's right.
Yes, it's nothing but quality here on
iRadio. Absolutely.
We do not sink to those levels.
We don't sink below levels.
Go ahead.
Well, there we are. We're waiting at the station, and we all of a sudden get this call out for apparently an attempted suicide. So we roll out lights and sirens, going towards this place in the middle of BF Nowhere. We show up. There's a panicked mom at the front. You gotta help my son! You've gotta help my son! You gotta help my son! Come, come, quick! He was doing something silly! So we all grabbed the jump kit. So, he was alone in the bar. We didn't know. And she started breaking out hysterically. And we're like, oh, God, what the hell did he do? And we go running inside, run up to the bar, run up to the second loft, and lo and behold, there's this young man about 13, 14 years of age. Porno mag down below him, belt around his neck, hanging himself.
Bingo.
Autoerotic strangulation.
Yes, but here's unfortunately the tragic part. He was already cold, blue, and stiff.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah. Mom found him like this and panicked.
He went a little too far.
This one doesn't exactly have a happy ending, but it does.
You're the one who scrapes people off the street.
Yes, yes, it is.
Dak finds people alive still.
Yes, normally he gets the ones that I'm actually ship around.
Yep.
And again, I humbly apologize.
Dak finds them alive and tries to make them stiff. You find them stiff and try to make them alive again.
Absolutely. So for this one, the only recommendation I have is if you're going to practice that, don't do it alone.
Odd trivial fact.
Have a partner.
This may be somewhere up the lines with like the Kinsey report. but it came out somewhere that approximately a third of your male teenage suicide attempts, the successful suicides, they figured that about 33% of those were actually
autoerotic asphyxia.
A lot like your friends, and of course there's the parents find out what's going on, hide all the paraphernalia, and call the police and tell them, well, he must have just...
Strangle himself.
Suicide is more respectable than masturbation.
I found my son with his hand around his cock in a Sylvia Singh video playing on the monitor. And a great big rubber rope around his neck. Perfect.
He killed himself.
That would explain the statistics that say that a lot of people, when they die, get a chubber.
Yeah. It would, though.
All I can say.
That also explain why there's so much secrecy around the death of Michael Hutchinson.
I was just about to say, you could say died in excess of things.
I was actually about to thank Michael Hutchins for making that hip now. So that brings it out into the open.
Well, if it wasn't him, it was going to be George Michael. You know.
Time for a public service announcement.
Rant Radio is proud to be on the Radio Free Broadcast Council and committed to upholding the highest Radio Free standards. If you have a comment about our broadcast, eat shit and die. We're on the council, not you.
Rant Radio, we're here for you.
So that pretty much expresses everything.
All right. What about the, Ronan Manning's Tales from the Street? We should move right along to Gross Hospital Stories.
Pull up a chair and grab a loved one. It's time once again for gross hospital stories with your old Uncle Dak on Rant Radio. Rant Radio. Rant Radio. I just like radio. Radio. Oh, yeah.
Hi, boys and girls.
Hey, Uncle Dak.
Time for story time with your old Uncle Dak.
Yay.
Let your old Uncle Dak here break out this 40-pounder of JD and tell you another story.
Is that to help backwash the nasty taste from the last story, Uncle Dak?
Shut up and keep swallowing. So, anyhow. in case I hadn't mentioned it, I spent a... 5 years.
How long?
5 years.
Wow.
Working at a hospital. And in that time, I saw many gross and disgusting things, and this one is up there. I realized, I was sitting there thinking, somebody mentioned something earlier today as I was slaving away, and I won't get into that. And I realized, I don't remember actually ever telling this story on the show.
Really? This is not a rehash.
This is not a rehash. It's not really a long, deep, complicated story, but it's one of those ones that is kind of disgusting. I think that's why I didn't tell it, is because it was just so short and simple. We had an individual come in who was in our lockup in One South. Now, One South, if anyone remembers, is our psych unit.
You have a lot of experiences in the psych unit.
Yeah, it's kind of funny the way that works. It's either the emergency or the psych, you know. And anyhow, this gentleman apparently had quite a few problems in his group home. And he was taken out of his group home because he started striking out at the caregivers.
Uh-huh.
That was why he was in with us for a while, until they got a reevaluation on him or drugged his ass up enough that they thought they could take him back.
Uh-huh.
Now, this guy was fucked up four ways to Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And I'm doing my rounds, I'm walking around, and we have him in our lockup. Now, the lockup is essentially a concrete room. It's the rubber room, but only we don't have rubber. You know, it's kind of stigmatic, you know, if you do that. So what we like to do is just have plain concrete. So, you know, they can bash their brains out, but they're not really in a rubber room. You know?
It's that much easier to clean.
Yeah, it is. It's actually, they've got drains in the floor so they can hose them out. I'm not kidding.
That's what the strainer in the floor is for.
Smokehouse says, nothing is more entertaining than listening to Dak laugh himself blue over his own jokes.
I'm sorry.
No, it's very funny.
So, I go down to the psych unit, see if anything's going on, and I look up at the monitor, and we're trying to figure out, hey, what's that guy doing? He's eating something.
There's nothing in his room.
No, there's nothing in, the room to eat, and we're trying to figure out, what the hell is he eating?
You know, sometimes, sometimes curiosity is a bad thing.
Yeah,
it is.
Let's go check it out.
So, me and the nurse gets the keys. We go over, we open the door, we open. Oh, Jesus! Well, there was only one thing he could find to eat. Apparently, we weren't feeding him well enough or something, and he decided to add, you know, his own personal Hershey bar. Yes. And this is when I learned a new word.
Oh.
The word is called coprophage. That uh-huh. means somebody who eats their own shit. Actually, just eats shit is what it was. So, you know, that's the story. Like I said, it's not long. It's not complicated. That's
it.
It is disgusting. It's gross hospital.
It is a gross hospital story.
Oh,
yes. And by the way, if anyone's curious, yes, we did take what was left away from him.
Yeah. Took his meal away.
Finger licking good.
Give him a toothbrush.
I didn't get near him.
Personally, I would have given him dessert. That's just me.
This episode brought to you by Corn Nutty Bars.
Hey, it's Uncle Dak's scat video.
You bastard, you ate Mr. Hanky.
Yeah.
That's my shizen.
Oh, man, that's gross.
That's multiple layers of wrong.
Wrong.
In like nine different languages.
Yeah.
No, that's like universally recognized. That's like on the brass template they put on Voyager wrong.
No,
that's like internationally recognized.
No, that's
still
far removed from wrong. Like the light from wrong takes 9 years to reach where this guy's gone.
That's fucking wrong.
Yes, there's the little symbol in Voyager. This little stick man squatting, a little tight pellet, and a circle in line.
Yeah. International knot.
Not bad. No, smack.
Oh. Wow. That really sucks.
So the
actually,
phone
it chewed, was
it? Yeah. Oh.
That's just a real shitty story.
Melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
Yeah, exactly. So let's see. We got the phone lines are open again. You can call in and provide us with content.
So we've got a cult Winamp skin.
Yes, the Battle Axe one.
I would like a Rant Radio Winamp skin.
Oh,
that would be very, very nice.
What is excuse my Ludditism. What the fuck is a skin?
Okay, this right here is Winamp.
Yes.
This is Winamp.
This is Winamp on Cult.
No.
Any questions?
That didn't work. This is Winamp on Cult.
Ding.
As you can see, it has the little cult thing, cult amp across the top, and just looks different.
Oh, okay. I see
so it looks like a little cult logo.
For your Winamp. Okay, I see what you're
saying. Just to customize, make it feel you're a little bit closer to Sean Kennedy.
So we want
taste him, touch
holy
him.
Holy fuck, guys.
Kiss
come
his feet,
on now.
Wrap his feet in.
Everyone
in
says I'm the guy with the big logo, but everyone's saying I'm the guy with the big ego here, and they're like totally cranking out this, you know, Sean spoke to me today.
How shall we fuck off, oh Lord?
Seriously. It's like Life of Brian here. Guys, listen up.
Sean Shoe.
It's the Shoe of
Sean.
Listen, guys. The photos that we do and all that shit of me being Mr.
Holy. Touched me like he
that
me.
Photo on code@thecult.org, I hate that fucking shot. Okay, everybody thinks it's great because I look like Kung Fu Boy, Rat Master 9 or something.
Well, hang on, wait 1 second. I have a story here, one that the man told me himself earlier this week. Why don't you tell him how you, Shaolin Boy, ran to some lady's rescue.
You're rescued.
Yes,
you can tell it after.
I quasi-rescued someone.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Centibyte Skip calling from his computer.
Hey, Skip, how you doing, bud?
You're calling through your computer.
Yeah, I'm kind of using that to phone. It's really lame.
Well, you sound kind of bassy and you sound tired. Was it hard to set up?
No, not really. I'm using it through MSN Messenger. God help me, I'm lame.
So is this free?
Yeah, actually it is.
So you call the toll-free line on a free phone?
Yep.
All right, you sound like you're totally baked, man. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm really tired. I had a long day. I was out looking for a new apartment and shit, and I just got re-engaged on Friday, and my head hurts.
that re-engagement thing will happen. Who are you re-engaged to?
I'm really engaged to my former fiance Danielle, who decided to break off the engagement but stay my girlfriend for an extended period of time, and now we're re-engaged. So.
Is she in cult?
No, she isn't yet, but she will be as soon as I get her hard drive fixed.
I'll fix her hard drive yet.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, Skip, are you doing the right thing here? You know, going back with a chick who already, like, said no and shit?
That's one of Sean's bad rules.
Yeah, that's kind of...
Never date your exes.
I mean, I'm totally not telling you what to do, man. Like, I'm fully not, okay? You're fucking free to do as you please. I'm just saying, dude, fuck, be careful, man. You could set yourself up for a world of shit here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand, Sean, but trust me, it was mostly my fault the first time. I completely understand what I did wrong, so...
I understand. No, he has a dick. He's wrong.
Yeah, no, it's all cool. Hey, man, that's all your shit. That's awesome.
Are you on the East Coast? I think you are, right?
No, East West Coast.
Yes, I am. It is 2:32 a.m. here, and I'm going insane.
Okay, man, you sound like you're way basted, so say what the hell.
Right there.
Right on.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, nice.
I don't think
it was actually the call.
I don't think it was the machine. I think
it was him processing information, spinning it back out.
Someone's got to say something. But what were we just talking? Oh, yeah. There was a bit of an adventure that happened to me this week.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Really? Tell us, Sheldon.
Waffle Man. Waffle Man. And there's Sean, and he's running. And
the music's playing.
All right, so it's kind of like this. Okay, well, shut off the phone for just a couple seconds here so I can tell a story. All right. So I am cruising around, and I got a week off. And if you look at the website, code.thecult.org. Okay, you just stop, or I'll put that fucking photo up at the Goddess.
Hey, man, you can't tell this story without theme music.
Well, that's all right, then.
That's all right. I can dig it.
All right. Wait. I'll cue you for the theme music, okay? In any case... I've had a week off, and during this week off, I'm lounging, okay? I'm lounging large. I'm getting into my whole esoteric phase, you know, trying to do the spiritual leader thing, you know? And so I'm, like, meditating and shit, and, like, you know, meditating on anger, which doesn't really work. It kind of goes against the whole meditation thing. You're just sitting there going, fucking om. Fucking om.
Oh, don't worry, that's a dark Jedi trick.
Or, you know, you do the Gyoto way, which is fuck. Anyway, so it doesn't really work. In any case.
It's lounging music.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so I'm lounging, you know. And I'm trying to get this shit going on. And while this is occurring, I am, of course, trying to be comfortable. So I wear my Kung Fu Gi all the time. I walk around in it. I go shopping in it. It's amazing. It's awesome. It's the most comfortable thing in the world. I mean, people generally look at you weird
you
when you're walking around.
You still don't manage to run into crowds of drug dealers.
Yeah. Well, I'm in the supermarket, you know, and I'm buying my fucking organic wholesale weed shit.
But did you get your bananas?
No.
Those are my fucking bananas.
We're not going to go the banana route. So, you know, fuck you, Cheetah. Those are my fucking bananas. Anyway, so, you don't know the banana store. We'll play the banana rant. You will love the banana rant. So what happens is I am lounging, and because I've been lounging, I pull over to... Actually, you should probably cue up some more aggressive music, because we're getting near the aggressive music stage.
Hey, theme to Shaft.
I don't think we have the theme to Shaft.
I don't have the theme to Shaft.
How about Argyle's Park, You Make Me Violent? That's it.
Maybe.
In any case, well, this actually doesn't have a really cool ending to it, so it's probably not kind of anticlimactic. So I'm sitting in my car, you know, wondering why nothing bad ever happens to me.
When
all of a sudden, and with no warning, Dark One runs upstairs because we're parked out on the street in front of the apartment. She runs upstairs because she's got to grab some shit out of the apartment. So I look over and I see this woman walking across this empty parking lot across the street. And she's got a bag of Save-On Food groceries. And she looks very nervous. And she's like glancing around. And I'm sitting there and I'm looking through a chain link fence. And what do I see next? But I see this large gray car drive by her, whoom, really fast, and she's like looking very concerned at the large gray car. The large gray car then circles and goes driving back, and she runs over to a Meridian pole, which is in the middle of the parking lot, and the car drives by her again and then circles again, and she's looking terrified. And the car drives by again. She moves to the other side of the pole, and the car goes up on the Meridian and passes just hitting the pole, but she's running around the pole using the pole between her and the car. And I'm like, no, not today. So I get out of the car. I had another friend in the car, and I say, wait here. I get out of the car, and I'm like, fuck that. So I got this chain link fence in the way, and I got to go down about 30 feet to get to the 8-way gateway to get through this chain link fence. I get through the chain link fence, and I'm sort of moving with purpose. She moves and runs into a garage, which has a halfway door open, like a garage, like the actual lifting door, and it's half open. She runs in and ducks under that. The car does a big donut, and then speeds in and slows right down, and he barely squeezes in through the doorway. And I'm like, fuck this. Okay, it's close quarters. I'm now halfway across the parking lot, and I realize that I'm wearing my Kung Fu outfit still.
I'm running.
And I realize that I don't actually have my knife with me or nothing else, because there's no pockets in the Kung Fu outfit. But, however, I have been stretching. I am very limber, and I've been meditating on anger for a while. So I go back to my mantra of fucking om. Fucking om, right? And I, when I get a little bit into battle Sean mode, okay, I exude a certain amount of presence. And presence was on high at that moment. I had the dial turned to high, and the woman sees me through the glass, and I'm like closing with this building now in a big way, and she like goes up and tries to leave the building and get to me, but the door's locked, so she can't open the door. And I'm like, this door is not going to present much of a fucking problem. It's made of glass. Fuck the door. She then sees that I mean to break the door, so she runs down to another door that's open, and she opens the door, and from like I'm 15 feet away, she goes, I'm okay. I didn't say a word. She goes, I'm okay. I'm like, what's going on? And she goes, that's my nephew. I'm really sorry. I'm like, what do you mean you're really sorry? And she goes, well, he shouldn't be doing that. I'll talk to him. I'm like, what do you think? I'm the Kung Fu police or something? You know?
Everything
hey,
okay,
motherfucker, you want to fight someone? Fight me! You know? Which is running through my mind. You know, I was like, I'm sitting there going, she goes, I'm really, really sorry. It's okay though. We're all fine here. And I'm like, is it that apparent I'm coming over here to kick the fuck out of the guy? And she's
well,
we're okay. By this point, there's a small crowd that's gathered as I'm standing in, like, this bright, sunny street light, you know, and I look back, and they're all looking at me, too, going, oh, my God, some Kung Fu guy's going to kick the shit out of somebody. So I'm like, nothing to see here.
You go away now.
So, the streets are safer now.
So, feeling much like the tick, I turn, and go shovel, and I say
shovel,
and I go walking back to the car, and no one's really talking to me. They kind of move out of my fucking way, you know, and like no.
Sounds like the end of Gary Cooper in High Noon.
Who are you? I'm Chan Sen from Jingwu. You know, fuck the best. So. Fucking, So I make it back to the car and it's all cool. But I just thought it was very funny that the first words out of her mouth is she threw open the door as this kung fu guy's walking across the parking lot. Like, what do you say? Oh my god, the Shaolin have come to rescue me!
Straight out of a movie.
You know? I was thinking at first I felt kind of bad because I didn't have any weapons, right? I'm like, fuck, what if I gotta close and cut this fucker's head off, right? I don't want to chew this guy. You know, I'm sitting there, but even if I was some guy, hey, you stupid bitch, I'm gonna get you, and you look up and there's a guy in a kung fu uniform who's like 6'3 and 240 pounds going, hey motherfucker, I'm here to kill you. You know, at that stage you're like, wow, there is a god. He does not like me. That's very shitty. So it's pretty funny. It never came to nothing, though. I never had to boot fuck the guy, but it was just...
Everything's okay. It still comes down to that chick's got to get a new nephew. Holy fuck. Like, he's trying to hit her with a car.
Well, he wasn't going super fast. He was doing this small, slow, circle intimidate thing, which makes me more angry because I'm not really into big people intimidating little people, especially big young men trying to intimidate little old ladies. I go kind of mental at that.
You have like, two options in this. One, she's telling
relax
the truth.
Or fucking die.
Yeah, exactly. No, there's like
there's
either this guy is telling the truth. She's telling the truth.
No, she was telling me the truth. She believed what she was saying.
Or she just said that because she didn't want it to escalate into an incident where you were going to take his head off.
Where she would have to
talk
to the
police. Well, he was hiding, I'll tell you that.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Half Elf.
Hi, Half Elf. How you doing?
Great.
Are you often mistaken for a boy?
Not really. Sometimes.
No, she's a cutie. She's a real cutie.
How long is your hair, Half Elf?
Really short. I shaved it, like, right after Easter.
Oh, okay. Why'd you do that? Just to do something different?
I don't know. I was really sick of my hair.
I get like that, too, sometimes. So what can we do for you tonight?
I don't know. I just wanted to say hi. Everyone wanted me to call in, but...
Welcome to Rant Radio Chatline.
Okay. So we're all here. We all say hi to you. Everyone say hi.
Hi. Hi.
Okay, so you've officially said hi, and you've called in.
You feel warm inside now.
Yeah.
All right, babe, say what the hell.
What the hell.
Right on.
All right.
Okay. So
the Inky and the Quoth is leaving us.
Yes, Hooting and Inky and Prophet Quoth.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So it's all very cool. By the way, your hair looks super, super duper cute tonight.
It does.
Curling in.
Quote, yeah. It is.
And you smell great.
Super duper.
Super.
Super duper duper.
It looks super.
Oh, it's so fabulous.
Oh, who is?
Why don't you grab her breasts on the video? That's... You fucking did. I just saw you do it.
I saw it on TV.
Yeah. Unfortunately... More exploitation on next week on Rant Radio.
There's no webcam, so it's all okay. Only we saw it. If that makes it better.
Don't worry, we'll take a still of it and post it for the What the Hell show.
Are we recording this as usual?
Always. Oh no, we're not. No, we've given up on the recording thing.
No, I was just wondering. I just wondered if maybe you'd gone insane or something. It's
like, oh no, it's all
no. Always recording.
All right, who else wants to call in? We've got 15
minutes. The phone lines are open. Got 15 minutes left.
What's left in the news?
Well, let's check it out.
Let's check out news.
We've got a website here, methods still used in the states of execution.
Ooh,
breakdown state
cool.
by state. And this will surprise you.
Really?
It's still allowed in some of these states.
Okay, let's see what they got.
Okay, states using lethal injection. There's about 20
okay.
or so. That's still, that was known, right? Lethal injection,
yeah,
very common.
I mean, that's probably fairly humane. I mean, it's not a lot of pain there. You just sort of go to sleep, right?
No, you go to sleep first, and then they inject the cyanide.
Oh, really? They put you to sleep?
Yes,
something.
Put you to sleep first, and then they inject the...
Well, that's pretty good.
What, is it potassium cyanide, or is it... Yeah,
half a decent way to check out.
That'd be okay. You just, you know...
You just kind of drift off to sleep. And
you never wake up.
You never wake up.
You know what? They should feed those guys whatever drugs they want before they die.
Yep. What do you want?
Like, if you
want
to do ecstasy... Like, because apparently if you do ecstasy and you get a needle, it's like the most amazing feeling needle you'd ever have.
Uh-huh.
You know, and
everything's
like,
really good.
However, we do not...
What?
What's? Well, fuck that. Never
condone ecstasy use?
I know. I was going to say condone drug use here on Rant Radio.
Oh, fuck that.
Yes, everyone we do. They're cenobites.
They're all big fucking kids. They can make their own goddamn
decisions. That's right. In the privacy of their own home.
That's right.
Just don't push it on other people.
Just don't push it on other people. Don't push anything on other people.
And if you try to, hook kids on drugs and make them into hookers, we'll come to your home with a shovel and cut your fucking head off.
There you go. Simple as that.
There you go. And then we'll play speedball with it.
And electrocution is the next one. And there's about 12 states. That's pretty known. You know, put you in a strap you in a chair.
I finally got a chance to see the smuggled video, the smuggled film, actually, of the person who they executed with electricity.
Pretty gruesome, eh?
Oh, my fucking God. His head caught fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
Yeah, that's a nasty one.
His eyes popped out.
No, but he had the... No, you couldn't see that.
No, you can see it.
When you need a mic.
You see him bulge.
You need a mic.
You can see the mask bulge, and then just stuff starts running out from where his eyes used to be.
And his head caught fire.
It's a lot of stuff.
On the whole good
juice.
Bad scale, electrocution bad.
Don't opt for it.
Bad.
If there's a choice, go for the lethal injection.
All right, what else we got?
The next one is gas chamber. That's not a comfortable way to die. Still used in 5 states.
Not a comfortable way to die.
California. Arizona, California, Maryland, Missouri, and Wyoming.
Wow, I didn't know California had the death penalty.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
What else?
Oh, yeah.
Hanging.
Next one is hanging. There's still 3 states that can hang you.
Texas?
Nope.
No.
Texas doesn't hang anymore.
Delaware, New Hampshire, and right below us, Washington.
Fuck off. They hang people in Washington?
They can hang people. No. Not in a long time, like 70s.
Hang by the neck until the
end. I'm sorry. If they do it right, you don't feel
it's
a
like,
thing.
Whack.
Yeah,
it's a light
breaks,
switch.
That's it for you.
It's a light switch.
Yeah.
The floor drops out from underneath you and somebody turns out the lights.
And the last but not least, firing squad
fuck
in
off.
3 states still.
Yep.
What?
Idaho, Oklahoma, and Utah.
Utah, I believe.
I would take a firing squad. That's not.
I can imagine it's
not bad. I'd go for the lethal injection. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Who's this? Hey, it's Nebula.
Time to turn. Holy.
Hey.
Wow, that you have a really fast feed.
The microphone thing.
Time to turn down your radio.
Turn down your radio.
I'm not lying this time.
No, I'm calling through the microphone thing.
Who is this again?
Who's this again? It's Nebula.
Turn down your radio, please.
Yeah, please.
I'm going to do... Okay.
All right. What's your question? What is your question?
Name?
Question.
My question, I'm just calling to say, what's up?
Yo.
That's all cool. No, that's right on. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Toronto.
Oh, right on. Some of our locals.
Yeah, somebody else in Toronto.
So are you friends with Integrity?
Integrity? No, I don't know Integrity. I'm friends with Star Baby, though.
Star Baby.
Yeah.
I don't think I know Star Baby.
From the chat room here.
Oh, okay. There's Star Baby in the chat room. Very cool.
Cool.
This echo thing's like, I guess you have to have your speakers on because you're using your computer.
Yeah, I'm using, that's why you can probably hear it.
That's the net-to-phone, actually, not the radio stream, right?
Yeah, it's the net-to-phone.
Right.
All right, buddy, so what all did you have to say?
I just called to say, first time I've ever seen you guys here, and something, you guys are the best. I'm going to be listening to you guys every Sunday night now.
Excellent. So if we're the best, who are you comparing us to? Are you like...
compared to who, yeah?
Any radio station I have ever heard.
Excellent.
Music or not, you guys are still the best.
All right, well,
we win.
If you'd like to be involved with Cult, to email join@thecult.org, and we can set you up with some cheesy chocolatey goodness.
Yeah. Cult's like the official little group for Rant Radio.
Yeah, we're just harmless for this little group. Yeah, we're like a fan club.
It's a fan club. Rant Radio fan club. It just happens to be called Cult.
Yeah, with shovels.
Yeah, with shovels.
Hey, guys.
All right, buddy, say what the hell.
Okay, what the hell?
Right on. So you heard what the hell four times there.
What the hell? That was very, very strange.
That was very weird.
We are toll free, by the way.
Yes.
We don't need to use net to phone. We still get charged the same amount.
No matter what, you get charged
the same amount. Don't use this hokey net to phone. We are toll free. I am paying for this.
Out of my own pocket.
Once again. It's only 8 cents a minute, but we hear about it every time you use it.
All right, we got another caller.
Please, don't use net to phone.
This better not be zombie.
It's really annoying. Zombies uses up his allotted 4 calls in the night.
All right.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
I'm sorry?
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Yeah, I'd like an extra large supreme pizza, please.
Address
is 1345.
Would you like Coke with that? We got special
Pepsi if you can. I mean,
we only carry Coke. It's 50 cents a can.
That's fine. And cheese sticks.
Uh huh.
And are you guys still doing that promotion where like you like get a secret code and you get to go to the website and stuff and like get some MP3s and stuff?
That was last week, man.
God damn it!
So how about you give us your address so we know where to send it?
All right, it's 1345.
Uh huh.
Figueroa Place.
Uh-huh.
www.hyphenated.net.
Uh-huh. Nice little slipping ad there, yeah.
That's
all cool.
That's great. Who is this?
I can't remember his name.
Well, you get hung up on.
Did he hang up?
Fuck him. Hang up.
Love that. You know, that's really cool that other stations think we're so big that they have to come on our radio station to promote their radio station.
Did anybody even hear what he said? Man.
See, if you're going to say your radio station...
Somebody's calling again.
You gotta... Oops.
Okay, you better know what the fuck is going on here.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Gargoyle Zebulon.
Hey,
hello, Zebulon. How you doing, man?
Not good. Just realized 20 gigs of data just went flush down the drain. The partition failed.
Oh!
What was on it?
Oh, no.
What was on there? Well, I had a year's worth of archives, 763 files that are gone now.
What? Oh, my God. Okay. So you've just unpartitioned this drive?
No, it was two partitions of 20 gigs apiece. One of them's okay. The other one just, for some reason, died.
Okay. You can still get this data back.
Oh.
There's a program called Tiramisu. And there are lots of other programs like that can recover data even when the partition is gone.
Yes. Do not try to copy the drive. Don't do fuck all. Take the drive out and...
get another drive and get this program, and you can still get all of your data.
The drive is called Tiramisu. Are you in the IRC right now?
No, I'm in emergency partition magic boot disk, whatever.
He's kind of in fucked mode.
Well, I got a primary C drive that's 20 gigs that still works.
Okay, what's your ICQ number?
413-2815.
413-2815.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Smokehouse has volunteered tiramisu for you. You are in luck.
Oh, no, he hasn't. No, he,
no,
hasn't.
He hasn't.
No, he hasn't. No,
we don't know anything.
Nobody knows how you're going to get tiramisu. Somebody may or may not contact you, which would be totally irrelevant to Rant Radio whatsoever. But one thing's for sure is you got 20 gigs of fucking pain up your ass there. So what we're going to try to do is we'll just let you know, and maybe someone's a consultant that's listening and can help you.
Rant Radio does have an ICQ number. It's 51555. If you want to get in contact with me, Sumerian, about Rant Radio.
All right.
But don't
fuck with that drive. Don't
fuck with that drive. You can get your data back.
All right, I was just about to type okay to reformat it.
Don't do that.
If you value your data, you can get it back.
Have you got another drive?
Oh, I got two. The other drive's fine.
Excellent. Get back up on the web, and someone will be in contact with you. Maybe not.
Maybe. We never know.
Come on. Somebody will sort you out.
I'm going to sue with a K or C.
Tiramisu, T-I-R-A-M-I-S-U. It's a delicious chocolatey dessert.
Oh, it's fucking great.
It's amazing.
I believe that Prophet Smokehouse might know something about something to help you out, okay? And as a matter of fact, here's a big call out to anyone listening. What was that ICQ number again?
413-2815.
413-2815. And this is who?
This is Gargoyle Zebulon.
So we got a gargoyle with a problem. Somebody help him out.
Thanks a lot.
Right on.
No problem. Say what the hell.
What the hell?
Excellent.
Somebody said, when did this turn into tech support? Well, this
isn't fucking tech support. Fuck you. If you got a problem with that, if somebody's got a problem, then we can help them. That's what community is about.
This guy's in big trouble.
He's just lost 20 fucking gigs of data. He wasn't asking me how to configure his goddamn email. Fuck.
No, you got to put your SMTP server in.
Yeah. Fuck,
no, this is pretty... This is harsh, right?
Excuse me, sir. The internet is broken.
Everyone's had a drive go. Yeah, everyone's had a drive go. It sucks ass.
I've rescued stuff with tiramisu. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
Hey, this is Nomad Kexler.
Hey, Kexler, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, not much. Just checking in with you guys.
All right, where are you calling from?
This is in Norfolk, Nebraska.
Ah, and how is the party town of Norfolk, Nebraska?
It's pretty dead tonight.
Is it?
Yeah.
No wild parties, no hookers throwing bras down the street?
No.
Oh, shitty.
We're doing that here.
I was going to call in, and I was going to say we met Prophet Nixter last over the weekend.
That's right, at the 2600 meeting. You were there too?
Yes, I was there.
And what did you think of the meeting?
It was pretty good, but gosh, I don't know. Those guys posted on the message board there. It's like,
when did you turn into the show?
Oh, gosh, I've been in here for about an hour now.
Okay, 2 hours ago we went over this, and I fucking lost my mind concerning this. And I
he did. He started the show off by frothing.
Yeah, I was freaking out about what's going on there. If you go and check the forum, I already posted in there as well as to my views on this.
Oh, yeah?
And so you can go check that out. I think that Raz got sort of fucked over there, and I thought it was bullshit.
That was.
And, you know, whatever. Some fucking coward doesn't want to even... I mean, we got his IP if we want to fuck around, but if Raz wants to talk to me about it, Raz will talk to me about it. Personally, guy's a waste of skin. He hasn't come back. We scared him off. He knows not to fuck with the power. The lights go out, and then that's it. So, you know... Fuck him, more meat for the meat eaters. You know what I mean? So that's all good. That's all good. But that's cool you went up there.
That's very cool, that meeting, that first cult meeting outside of this room anyway.
Right.
I've got a great idea for what we should call cult meetings.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid parties.
No. I was actually the name...
Multiple layers of meaning.
What's that?
The name for
Kool-Aid parties, suggested.
No, the name of cult meetings are, they're all called Sabbaths, is what they're called. So, because that's what the name's been since day one. I mean, you can have a Kool-Aid party, which is a party, which isn't a set meeting. But if you want to have a party and just have it, yeah, it's a cult Kool-Aid party.
And what was the flavor? Was it grape, Jack?
Grape Kool-Aid.
Grape Kool-Aid, the favorite flavor of cult.
Was it Jim?
Jim Jones.
Jim Jones.
In New Mexico, backed by the CIA.
The other layer of meaning there is... Ken Kesey and the Merry Pranksters, spreading the gospel of acid in
the 60s, used Kool-Aid, too.
Very, very cool. Yeah, okay,
Known as the electric Kool-Aid acid test.
I see. So, is there anything else that you wanted to say?
Oh, that's just about it. I was just going to check in with you guys and...
Well, we appreciate the call, and more than that, we appreciate you taking the time to go up and meet other cult members and fucking spread the word, man. That's awesome.
Bet.
All right, buddy, say what the hell.
What the hell?
Rock.
Okay, we have time for just about one more call. And,
just about.
So call in now. Phone line's open. Now.
Dead
air. Moment of silence.
I don't know, man. This three-hour thing is pretty long.
Here we go. Hi, you're on Rat Radio. Who's this?
Please stop the music.
Hey. Shut up. Who is this again?
Simplex.
What's going on?
I got a question for Sim. Can I ask you a Rat Radio question here, or are we just dealing with, like, cult stuff?
No.
It's a Rat Radio show.
Oh, okay.
Cult stuff.
You know, you were talking about the website, you know, possibly going up in the next two weeks or so?
Yeah, if I get my ass around, get it off this chair and do something. Yep.
Okay, what's the main problem you're having? I mean, it's just PhD. I mean, do you need to have a couple guys work on it, or what's up?
It's really simple. I just need some include statements. I just haven't looked at a PHP 3 manual at all.
What he needs is some balls and some guts
to
actually do it. That's what he needs. He needs someone with a big shovel to hit him in the ass.
You guys are there, man. I mean, I can't do it. Somebody's got to smack him inside the head.
Well, I can't because, well, he's my friend.
And
that's it. No, it is coming. We are pretty busy. We got a lot of shit happening. But it is going to be in the mail. I know. It's so brutal because everyone's like,
when are you going to do this that we tell people about it? And it's like, no, it's got to be done tomorrow.
No, because there's like, oh,
because instant gratification takes too long.
But it sounds to me like you're willing to help, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, I did work on a few other internet radio sites. And, I've been talking to Sim for a while now, and I'm interested in helping out. So, you know, if you need any help, I also know a lot of people who do HTML development, site design and stuff.
Okay. What I need, I'll just put it out right now, what I need is a web page. Every page has to have the menu and, like, a top bar and everything. There is no frames anymore.
Uh-huh.
Sort of like the cult page. Wherever you go, there's always a menu.
That's no problem, mate. Dude, my ICQ. Give me an ICQ message. I'm more than happy to help you out.
Excellent.
That'd be excellent.
Then I can get it up much quicker because I've got the graphics. I just need to put it all together.
And we can dedicate our time to what we do best, which is making fucking cool promos and content and shows and all that good stuff.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Excellent.
It's not only about entertainment. It's about people coming together, right?
Fucking A, man. Yeah, that's totally what it is. And if you ever want to just do shit on your own on the fly, like you want to make some kind of rant radio promotion or a cult promotion, you don't need our permission, man. Just fucking do us and send us the rewards, man.
Yeah, hey, that sounds like a great idea. I'll get on something like that.
Excellent.
Kick ass, man. Thanks a lot for calling.
No problem.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
Right on.
Excellent.
So I think that about does it for tonight.
Pretty much. We're going to go through here and
say goodbye to all the hardcores.
That's right. People are stuck with it. That's a long time.
That's a long time.
Well, next week it won't be so bad because it'll be earlier.
Okay, we have background music. All right, so.
We've got Decker Pele, Decker Test Rider, DJ Intensity, Flesh Tripper Forensic, Gargoyle's Nightshade, Adam Caponex, KGHI, MTR Zebulon, and Rascal Nick Goff. Hogan mentioned Nomad, Buck X, Half Elf, Kexler, Skitty, Prophet Nixter, Prophet Broken, Fork, Plutonium Scribe, Smokehouse Solent, Zero, Zerstor, Botany, Butane Mouthwash. Good name.
Butane Mouthwash.
Cetabyte Skip 2. Dr. Flavor BC. Monochrome 000. Nebula. Playboy Bunny. Poison Cheeto. Problem Child. Simplex. Star Baby. And Tragic Poison. And good night to the person who's phoning in right now. I can see the little flash on my phone and I'm ignoring it.
Yes.
Because it's too late.
Sorry.
Sorry. Too bad.
Too bad.
Missed the boat.
Sucks.
You know what we should do as we go on? Because you mentioned that you were going to do the bananas, and you never did the bananas.
Ah, yes. We should play the bananas.
Let's play the bananas.
Yeah, because
okay, we'll say goodbye, and that's the thing we'll go out on.
We'll go out on the banana rant.
Which is a great rant. I mean, that's probably my funniest, one of my funnier rants.
Remember I was howling last week when you made it? I mean, I was howling.
Alrighty, so thanks very much. We're going to play the rant. And hey, it's been 3 hours, and I think it's been a pretty good fucking show tonight.
And this is what we're going to be doing every week from now on, 3 hours.
Next weekend, 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. Tell your friends, tell your
enemies. We will spam you, but if you don't get it, don't come crying to us, because we just don't fucking care.
Been telling you for like 2 weeks.
We were here, where were you?
That's right.
Alright, so
where
are we?
We have to go around the room while I find the banana rant.
Okay, so we'll go around the room. It's goodbye from.
Oh, there it is.
I have no cash line yet. I have nothing funny to say. I just kind of go oof,
oof.
And
well, you gotta oof, think
oof,
that
oof,
up.
There it is.
There it was.
Oof, yeah, there it was. There you go.
There it goes.
And next over.
And this is Ronan, not an arc, saying goodnight.
Ronan Medic saying take care of yourselves.
don't do bad things.
I have the power.
That was a...
couple gurgles in there. It's very good.
I understand you're supposed to be vomiting, but it doesn't sound like you're vomiting, okay?
It's evolved.
It sounds like you're strangling a fucking cat, okay?
Actually, it sounds like he's actually strangling Daffy Duck.
It does. It sounds like...
Hold on, let me see that image.
Yeah. Autoerotic asphyxiation with Donald Duck.
Oh.
All right, so then we got...
good night, everyone, from your old Uncle Dax, saying if you can't find him, you have to kill him anyway. I know that makes no sense, but
think about it.
It's Zen.
This is Girl Left saying, see you next week. Maybe then I'll have my own microphone.
Maybe. We'll see.
This is Prophet Goddess Glade saying, eat all your vegetables, look both ways before crossing the street, and for God's sake, wear a rubber.
That's right.
And this is Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, saying, until we meet next time, remember to be drinkable.
Be drinkable, yep. And this is Sumerian signing off once again. 6 days and something weird.
No.
20 like it's night, 16 hours or
16
something.
16 hours, yes.
Is that right?
No, it's 18 hours.
18
no.
hours, that's right, yeah.
No, it's 19 hours.
Something.
22 hours, 19 hours, 19 hours, 6 days, 19 hours. Yeah.
22 seconds.
And fuck.
Be here next week.
We got another
3 hours earlier than you're supposed to be.
Okay.
So tell everyone you know that it's going to be 3 hours earlier or they're going to miss it. Tune in at 9 and go, it's over.
All right.
Damn. So that's it for us, and we'll see you next week. Tell your friends, tell your enemies, and here's the banana rant.
So, it's like this. Me and Sim, we go down to the fucking, where are we at? The Great Canadian Superstore. That's where we're at. Not an advertisement, just a description of your location. Which is, imagine a huge warehouse filled with all kinds of shit. And they don't even give you free bags. They ask you if you want to buy bags, and we didn't buy bags, because Sim and his vegetarian glory has got his own fucking...
It's time for another rant.
Get ready to listen to
John Kennedy,
the cult
leader.
For more info on cult and John Kennedy, email
join at thecult.org.
Hit you in the face with a shovel.
Work all night and I drink a rum.
So, it's like this. Me and Sim, we go down to the fucking, where are we at? We're the Great Canadian Superstore. That's where we're at. Not an advertisement, just a description of the location. Which is, you know, imagine a huge warehouse filled with all kinds of shit. And they don't even give you free bags. They ask you if you want to buy bags. And we didn't buy bags. Because Sim and his vegetarian glory has got his own fucking little plastic bins that he has. So we're all out there and we're running around. And we go to buy our shit. And I bought some bananas. Now, I distinctly remember picking up these fucking bananas and putting them in the basket along with the rest of Sim's and my shit, which I had all in there. And we get up to the till and we're all rocketing through there, and of course there's only two baskets, and this poor chick behind the counter, she's just throwing shit through the till, it's firing through the till, oh my god, and I've got to get my shit off of that side counterboard, you know, because we're in the industrial factory complex, supermarket, you know, happiness awaits you down at the stuff mart, and I get it all in the basket, I'm ready to go, and I look back and I see some bananas, I see those same bananas, and I go, wait, did I pack those bananas? Because I wasn't sure, and then this old guy behind me goes, no, those are my bananas. And I'm thinking to myself, I go, wait, now I'm pretty sure those are my bananas. I said, are you sure those are your bananas? And he's like, yep, them there's my bananas. Those are my bananas. And I'm like, are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure those are my bananas. And I'm like, well, what the fuck? I guess they probably are. I can't remember for sure, you know, and I'm not going to freak out. And then I start walking away and I go, wait a minute. Those are my fucking bananas. But then I think to myself, do I freak out about this? Do I start going absolutely shithawk whether or not I want to go and actually razzle them because of the fucking bananas? They're bananas. Bananas, man. Bananas. I'm like, oh, I don't know. I should go back and really rip the guy's head apart just because I know he's stealing bananas. They're my bananas. I paid for them. They're $1.56. But they're my bananas. They're my $1.56 bananas. You didn't buy those bananas. They're mine. But I didn't. I didn't go back there. Why? Because I couldn't be 100% sure. So the moral of this story is, if you're going to rip someone's face off, kids, make sure you know whose bananas they are before you start to freak out. Because I would have been in the right, but I wasn't sure. So I didn't freak. This isn't a regular rant, but it's just to let you know that, yes, this is the daily trials and tribulations that happen to me, because my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.